listening to themanmindset.com, dating help for men, with your host, Steve Dean Williams. So get on board, long dick style.
Steve, the Dean Williams, give me your chain, punk. Yeah, sleep with your lights on. I still got the bicycle. Much love, Steve. Do what you do. God bless.
Steve, congrats on your motherfucking podcast, The Man Mindset. You can go to themanmindset.com and listen to it. Keep up the good work, fellas. All right.
The following program is rated MAN. It contains real game, learning your value as a man, original ways to have her face in the pillow and her ass up in the air. I'm talking her knees pushed so far back, it's touching her shoulders. Touching her without touching her. Having a woman respecting your every move. Buying you gifts. Cooking and cleaning with a smile. And knowing her place at the table. So, for all you human males, cupcakes, surface dwellers, and grass-eating lions, your discretion is advised. Meaning, if you don't like the truth, go find a show that helps you cuddle, complain, and cry about women. Just get the fuck out of here.
I got the man mindset, I got the man mindset, Got so many girls on deck, cause I got the man mindset. Let's go. When it come to dating, ain't nobody better. Giving you the insight, being hella honest, teaching you the game, just like that. Time to connect with the man mindset. Have fun, gotta come and learn with a real one. Hosted by Steve the Dean Williams. Get everybody talking when you step in the building. Showing men how to pull women, go get them like. There's really no situation you can't handle. Believe Steve giving you all the answers. When it come to dating, talking and texting, keep the conversation hella interesting. And it don't matter if you're married or single, he's showing you the game, giving you the insight. You gotta be smooth, keep it cool, that's right. So the next day, you sure to have a good night. Ain't no hesitating, time to level up. You think you a player? Well, it's time to be a better one. Need to check Steve, that is who you need. Got you pulling ladies so fast, you wouldn't believe. That's right, so tell me if you ready. We gon' get it poppin', ain't no doubt about it. You be dating with so many options, cause you know you got it. So fly, so fresh, yes, this is the man mindset.
It is. Game. Well, wait a minute. I don't think you motherfuckers are listening. I said, it is game time.
Oh, yeah. What is up? It is game time. What's going on? It's your boy, the Dean. Class is in session. Want to get a shout out real quick to those, those all the way up. Here the 255. Want to give you guys a shout out. Hope you guys are doing well. I welcome everybody to the show. It's your host, Dean. Class is in session. Guys, get your crayons out. We have a lot to go ahead and talk about. We have a lot to go ahead and discuss, guys. We ask all you guys out there that listen to the show, always remember this show is 100% authentic, 100% original. We are going straight in house. We don't bring up anybody else's stuff. So with that being said, guys, we ask all you guys out there, if you are new to the show, if you're joining us right now and everything like that, we ask all you guys to just take a moment and go ahead and like, subscribe, get the hit the notifications and get the updates on the show when we go live. Okay, gentlemen, we definitely want you guys to do that. And also for the other guys out there, you know, following directions is just so hard with you guys. I just don't understand how you don't follow directions. But anyway, for all you guys out there, go ahead and follow directions. And we need you to go ahead. If you are new to this thing, go ahead and get in your car. Go to the dollar store. Go to Walmart. Get a 100-piece puzzle set. Go ahead and do that. It's not hard, and I actually mean to do that. Get your puzzle pieces and stuff like that. Go ahead and come back home. Dump the puzzle pieces on the ground, or not the ground, but the table, and go ahead and start to put those things together. If you want to learn game on how we teach game. So that's right there. But also I want to say to everybody out there that's listening, if you can, please go ahead and get your crayons out. If you have a question, put a Q in the chat. We got you covered. If you are texting a woman and you're close to getting some ass, go ahead and put a T in there. Or if there's something you need, go ahead and question. Or you can call into the show. The lines are open. So we're good to go with all that. A quick announcement. It should be. I'm kind of trying to see if I want to get the fluctuation thing. Okay, so for the last few days, I've been working on a little small project that I am done with. It's a relaxing type music. I created the music and all that other stuff, and I just added some stories to it. But it's, you know, as I was telling you guys, it's something I saw where, you know, I see jazz, what do they call it? Not Asian hop. I forgot what they got, but lo-fi, jazz music, smooth R&B for relaxing and all that other stuff. So what I decided on doing is I am going to drop volume one. Okay, we're going to drop volume one. It's 1 hour long of music, and I'm kind of like talking over it a little bit, not much. I try not to talk too much over it, but I just tell you stories and spit games. So that is done. I'm just trying to see. I'm trying to add one more thing to it. So if I have problems adding it, don't worry. I'm going to drop that tonight, late tonight or early tomorrow. I will drop that. But I want to let y'all guys know we will be on with Taekwondo at 12 noon tomorrow. We've got to do an early show with Taekwondo. So we're going to be on early with Taekwondo tomorrow. So just to guys let y'all know, okay? And if y'all got any questions, go ahead and ask, and let's get into it. So, you know, there's something I've been saying. I was going to make the title, you know, you can only lease and rent me. I was going to make that title, but today I want to talk about always that so many of you guys out here, you want to learn game, but I don't think you actually really want to learn game. I don't think you actually want to take the time and do what you need to do to be able to learn how to be the man that gets it for free versus the man that, IDK, 12 East. But just get your notifications. We'll drop that. But what I'm saying is for you guys out there, a lot of you guys do not, number one, follow directions and learn the game of the stuff that we're trying to show you and trying to get you to see as far as changing your mindset to be able to get women free without spending any money. You don't have to spend money on women, and that's a lie. A lot of people think that you have to spend money on women to get them in bed or something like that. But what I'm saying is it's not the – and I want to talk about what a man is or how a man is mentally with his mind to be able to get it free. Because a lot of you guys think that, you know, you can just show up and she's just going to lay down and open her legs up to you, which is totally not true. It's not happening that way. But we're going to talk about some of the things that you need to understand and some of the things that you have to think about and how your mindset has to be able to get it free. Now, see, for most of you guys right here, y'all don't, because most of you guys are always following the sheep in the herd, and because you are always trying to be what, you know, like we always tell you, society wants you to be, the media wants you to be, or you see somebody that has a certain style and you feel that you need to have that style. A lot of you guys feel like you need to dress up in a certain style to be able to get women. And what I want to say is the beautiful thing about a man that actually gets it free is that he has his own signature style. But this is why I try to tell you guys, and I know it's hard to connect that dot, but a lot of you guys out there, you have your own signature style. You do, based off, like I've always told you, based off your fingerprint. But most of you guys are always trying to follow the herd, and you're not trying to separate yourself. See, the thing that's going to draw the woman in is you being different, you separating yourself from the herd by how you move in your style. Every one of you has a style when you look at the style that you are on the inside. Your style is going to be your core, okay? That's key to all of this, okay? Because if you don't have style and everything or something that separates you from everybody else, what is going to make her say to herself that, you know what, this is the kind of guy that, you know what, wow, you know, he's kind of interesting. Wow, this kind of guy is the kind of guy I would love to fill in the blank. And with that style comes a man that knows how to maintain and hold conversations and stuff like that. A lot of you guys, you don't know how to talk to women. And a lot of you guys don't know how to communicate with women. And what you communicate with women, unfortunately, is feed me. You communicate, well, not feed me, but let me feed you. Let me kiss your ass. Let me run behind you. And when you're thinking this way and moving this way, what happens for a lot of you guys out there is that you guys out there create something with a woman where she chooses that, you know what, she's thinking about being with you, but she doesn't want to be with somebody that doesn't know what he's doing. She doesn't want that in a guy. And unfortunately for a lot of you guys out there, a lot of you guys move and operate that way. And what I'm saying to you is you cannot move, you cannot operate, nor can you even have the kind of mindset that says, I want to buy my way into you. I want to buy my way to get you to see me. See, as a man, and I try to tell you all the time for you guys to understand what you are, but as a man and an individual that learns who he is and how he moves and how he operates, he's the kind of guy that is rated. See, the man that is used to and understands, and I want to say thank you for the 31 likes. I just want to say, I want to make sure I thank you. Thank you for the 31 likes out there. But what I want to say is that a man has got to be ready for the unexpected. But why is there sexuality, or why is that sexy to a woman, being ready for the unexpected? Because the unexpected can still lead you where you want to go. I'll give you a case in point. Had a client that I was talking to, and he did his bid and did everything correctly, but the woman that he was talking to, okay, the woman that he was talking to lost his number. He ran into her again. She apologized, and she said, or she let him know that I lost his number. And I asked him what he did, and he's like, okay, I gave her my number again, but that's the wrong thing. I said, why would you do that? You know, and it's not bad to give her your number, but this is opportunity. See, the thing about a man is he always is looking for opportunity in every situation to move her exactly where he needs to move her. If a woman loses your number, gentlemen, what is important? Matter of fact, wait. I'm not even gonna give that away. Guys, I want the first 10 guys. If a woman says to you that I lost your number, I'm sorry. Come on, the five or 10 guys. What is your response going to be? Let me know what your response is going to be and see if we got anybody that's operating as a man. What say you guys? If she says, I'm sorry, I lost your number, what are you going to say? And I'll wait for a few of you guys to answer. But I want to know what you're thinking, how your mindset is if this situation comes up, okay? If she says that, okay? If she says, I'm sorry, I lost your number, what is it that you're saying, okay? And wow. All right, good. Hey, stop. Okay, we'll stop right there. I don't want to hear any more else. We'll stop. Some of you, hey, man, good. No, there's a lot of perfect answers. Good answers, gentlemen. I applaud you. Some of you guys got it right. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I like this. Okay, good. Good job, man. And the first one that said it is the first one that's going to get credit. And the first one that's going to do it is Visitor. He did it, but all you guys said the same thing. So we're going to stop right there. I don't want to see anybody just saying it so I can credit you. But Visitor got it right. In that situation, when a woman forgets something, you don't get mad at her. You don't get angry at her. This is the opportunity for her to make it up to you. And that's where he went wrong. He just gave her the number. But that was step one in going wrong and why he is going to pay for it versus get it free. Because even though he gave the numbers back to her, he didn't say that, you know, make it up to me, number one. But number two, the thing that he didn't do was he set up a date with nothing in the cupboard. What do you want to do? And I'm like, what? What do you mean? And this is why I say to all you guys out there, this is why it's important when you're a man. See, the man that gets it free is the man that can lead the woman. And a man that can take charge. and a man that is, like I say, ready for the unexpected. The unexpected is very huge to know about, gentlemen, when you're doing that, okay? So also what's very important as well is being able to have a commitment to yourself. And it is one thing a lot of people don't have to themselves, and that is a commitment to themselves to want to be better than what they are. It doesn't make any sense that, I mean, even with this guy here, and I say this with love to him, but, you know, if you're listening to me and you're following exactly what I'm showing you, I tell you to get the puzzle pieces. I tell all you guys all the time to sound check and go ahead and sound check a ice cream place, sound check a wine place, sound check a coffee, tea, and cocoa, and a lake, spread your ass cheeks. I tell you, you should have that already set up before you even talk to a woman. You should already have that set up. And if you don't have that set up, then you're actually just bullshitting yourself. You know what I mean? You're actually not really trying to learn game, because there is no commitment to self. There is no commitment to self. And this is why, as a man, what draws the woman in to want to sleep with you versus you having to pay for it is, where if there is no commitment to oneself, how can that man commit himself to the woman? But if we think about the why, okay, is because the lack of a foundation that a lot of you guys don't have. And we are always trying to push to build said foundation. That's what's important, building a foundation, because the man that builds the foundation is the man that's going to win. And the man that's going to win is the man that can drive himself beyond whatever a woman says, because like we said before, most of y'all guys are talking to the wrong woman anyway. But what I'm asking you guys to understand is the lack of foundation, then what sets in is a fear. It gets the better of you. The anxiety gets the better of you. And once it gets the better of you, it's because most of you feel, or beat yourselves up because most of you feel that, you know what, I am not good enough. I'm not just good enough. What a lot of people will say is that I don't live up to my personal standards. I don't live up to my expectations. And there are going to be moments where this is going to happen to you guys out there, where you're not going to be able to live up to those moments, and you're not going to be able to live up to those expectations, because your moment is her moment and your expectation is nothing but sex, which is really harming you. And then there are times and events and circumstances that are going to trigger something deep inside of you that is going to overwhelm you with frustration, overwhelm you with fear. It's going to overwhelm you with anxiety that you're not going to be able to do or try to do. And what I'm saying is that when a woman begins to see this, why would a woman want to give a part of her to somebody who is not settled in or rooted in to actually who he is? But what she will do is she will be happy to go out on a dinner date with you. She'll be happy to go somewhere with you. And just because she's going somewhere with you doesn't mean that she wants to sleep with you. That's not the whole thing. She doesn't want to sleep with you. And I never want you guys to think just because a woman wants to go out with you that she's interested in you. Some women are not just interested in you. Some women just do that to do that. Guys, y'all want to call in? The number is 563-999-3056 if you have a question. I'm the Dean. It's the Man Mindset. I shall continue. But what I'm saying is when the man is not locked into who he is and his foundation, the emotions of being angry and agitated and all the things that you shouldn't feel is going to rise itself to the surface. And once that thing rises itself to the surface, you cannot control that. Okay. See, in order to better be a better man and to help yourself in this, is that you must understand you at your core. And the reason why it is important to understand yourself at your core is because it is one thought, one mind, one way. It is understanding yourself. It is understanding your laws, your rules, your standards, your expectations. See, most of you don't have those things when you get in front of a woman. The only thing you have is, I just want to fuck. You don't force her to be anything other than a piece of pussy, which, and again, don't get me wrong, I'm never going to tell you not to try to sleep with women, but I'm saying that if you're trying to sleep with women, then that's going to be the problem, because there's nothing in the cupboard. See, the man that gets the pussy for free, that doesn't have to pay for it, is the one that will challenge the woman to be a better woman versus automatically saying that she is perfect and rolling fruit at her feet. So what y'all have got to start doing is you got to be able to start making corrections in yourself, and you have got to start resolving your issues that you have with yourself, and stop just looking at the woman as the one that is going to bring you happiness, and the one that's going to make you feel good, and the one that is perfect for you. But see, some of the causes that happen for all you guys that cause you to feel all this stuff is that your fear, lack of confidence, or belief in yourself is just like any, it's like a state of how you think. It's your consciousness, it's your reality, it's your perception. It's what you see on the surface, because most of you guys live above the surface. You never work to work towards who you are as a man. You never work to who you are. So what I'm saying is, everything that you're doing is actually your choice. It is not her choice. It is your choice, okay? And your choice alone. And because it is your choice, remember, you have the choice to choose. Like I've always said to you, even with theater number one, you have the choice to choose what theater you go into. You have the choice to pick the time. You have a choice to pick the time, the tickets, the where you want to sit, all those things. You have all those choices that you have. But the problem is that you ignore the choices when you get around something that you feel is better than you. I will say it again, that you feel is better than you, because there is an intimidation with a woman for a lot of you guys that you feel that I've got to please and press and beg her. But see, the guy that's getting the ass for free, he's not doing any of that shit. He's not going to try to impress her. He's not going to try to kiss her ass. He's not going to do anything. What he's going to do is just stand on who he is. But for the average guy out there, so many of you guys out there are always looking at consequence of whatever it is you do. And when you look at the consequences of things, it is a very hard time to move. And shout out to my dog. I want to give a shout out to my dog, Kay Zagan. Shout out to Kay Zagan's in the house. Shout out to him. Make sure y'all go over there and check out Kay Zagan when y'all get the chance. And when y'all get the chance and opportunity, check out Kay Zagan, man. Shout out to my dog, man, my road dog. Shout out to you, Zag. But what I'm also saying to you guys that's very important is that when you are not seated in who you are, you just don't lose control of what you think and feel. You lose control of your thoughts. You lose control of how you move, how you operate. You lose control of law, rule, and code, and all these things that are actually holding you back. You lose control of these things. So what happens is, once you begin to lose control, you then begin to start thinking and reacting feminine or emotionally to circumstances and events, because you lose all sense of perception and you lose all sense of what you see as reality, because you think what you see in front of you is actually better than you. So if what you see is better than you, then unfortunately she's kind of like bending your reality, because before you even met her, you were thinking a certain way. But when you saw her, because of your how you saw her as her beauty and all this, she bent your reality where you felt that you need to be something totally different. And when you try to be something totally different, it's at that point that she feels that she can run you and do whatever she wants to you. But the guy that gets the pussy for free ain't thinking about that shit. The man that gets the pussy for free is thinking on a totally different wavelength than the average guy, because the guy that's actually getting it at everything, he is thinking about himself. Let me get to this question right here. Punch 12 says, I might misunderstand your following statement. There is no if there's no commitment to oneself, how can a man commit to himself to the woman? Shouldn't a man to get it? Well, you are okay, but listen, you are unfortunately punch 1-2. You are committing to yourself, but what you're committing to is excuses, blame, run away, crying, fearful, anxiety. So you have a commitment, okay? You have a commitment, but the way you are committing is absolutely wrong. Let me see if hopefully those lines work. 434, can you hear me, sir? 434. I mean, 434, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, good. So I can hear you, sir. How can I help you, sir? What's up? Punch, I'll get you in 1 second, brother. How can I help you, big guy?
So actually, you have already helped me. I just wanted to call and tell you.
I appreciate that, but you're muffled, a little muffled. I think your mouth is too close to the phone.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I'm listening.
Okay, you got me now? Better now?
Yes, sir, please. Yes, sir, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, you remember how you say talk to 5 women a day, right?
Okay, are you on speakerphone or something? Because you're like, you sound muffled, but then in and out a little bit.
I'm on Bluetooth. I don't know if that like.
Yeah, can you take out Bluetooth? Maybe it's the Bluetooth because it sounds like you're underwater a little bit.
All right.
And punch 1-2, I got you. I'm gonna finish punch 1-2 what I was saying, but I'm waiting for this. I'm gonna take care of this call.
All right. Okay, so you got me.
Hey, crystal clear. Yes.
Nice. Okay. All right. 1 second. Trying to play Fortnite at the same time and shit. You know how it is.
I know it is.
Yeah. All right. But yeah, so, you know, basically lately I've been on this like third eye of game where like I'm talking to 5 women, but you know, I'm using the same game plan for each woman. And that game plan is to, you know, get them to my studio. And actually, you know how you talk about the studio? I got a figurative studio in my mind, and then I got a literal one in my head. And so I'm sound checking it and making sure that it's a fun and entertaining roller coaster ride for them to go to before I even actually bring anybody there. And so I'm talking to these women, and I'm letting them know, hey, I got a studio, and we can make beautiful music together. And they're like, ooh, I like that. I want to learn how to play guitar. And so
you have a studio, and y'all can make beautiful music together?
Yeah.
Okay, where are you going wrong with that? I like what you're saying, but where are you going wrong? Because what has she done or shown you that she is worthy enough to come inside your castle to go into your studio, sir?
Well, I think of my castle as my home, so she's not, you know.
Okay, then what, listen to me, big guy. What has she done other than show up to prove she's worthy of seeing or coming in that castle of yours, sir, to make beautiful music?
Okay, still unclear on, but hopefully, see, that's why I called, because
then you should not offer her anything until she's proven worth. You're setting yourself up. You're setting yourself up for a downfall. Because what you're saying is you're beautiful, you're perfect, you're sexy, you're desirable, so you get a free pass, and she hasn't done anything to deserve that.
I feel what she's saying. Right. I feel you. So ice cream is first then, and then if she happens to be worthy.
Well, no, ice cream is not first. No, the very first thing is not ice cream. No, the first thing is actually, but the very first thing is actually curiosity, which she got. But the next question is, what is she doing to get your attention? What is she doing to be worth your time? What is she doing to be worth your respect? What is she doing to be then worth the dick or even to come spend time? See, if she's not worth your, if you don't look at it like this, then you're just going to be a mark like everybody else, because you're not forcing her to be anything other than you accept her for doing nothing. And see, the guy that gets the pussy for free is saying that you're a woman. So fucking what? So is she? and so is she, and so is she over there, and so is she. So, because all y'all are women, feel what is so special about you that I have to give you something. Because, see, when you get my attention, that means you're getting something deeper than the average guy. Because I know how to communicate me to you, and I know how to get you to communicate yourself to yourself. But if all you're doing is bringing ass and titties and there's nothing in the cupboard, and this is why character, remember I always tell you, I mean, for those guys that have the beard, y'all understand this. To me, okay, think about this. I'm only doing what women bitch about. I'm only doing what women bitch about, but see, they bitch about it, but they don't know how to defend the bitch. What do you think is a woman's biggest bitch? 434. What do you think her biggest bitch is?
It's a behavior, right?
Nope, her biggest bitch is that, am I all I am is just a body. I'm a good woman. I've got personality. I wish someone would just see me for more than my ass and titties because there's so much more to me other than my body. All that stupid shit, right? So you know what I'm saying, all right? If that's the case, then does your character match
your beauty?
What exactly? Because if your character, if I'm like, let's go out to Lake Spread Your Ass Cheeks, right? And you say, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'll think about it. What are you telling me about your character? You're telling me your character ain't shit because I need a woman who knows what the fuck she wants. So I will throw you back just
for
that.
Yeah. So, Steve, check this out. You're right about that because I've received a lot of maybes and, like, I'll think about it. I don't know. And I'm like, I ain't trying to hear that shit. I'm trying to hear I'm trying to hear, yes, let's go. Let's go. I'm down.
And she also has a right to say, I don't know you well enough, and then we're going to take – I don't mind taking time. But, see, that's when I let her know. As long as we're going towards intimacy, I'm cool with it. If I know we're going towards intimacy, I'm fine with it. But – if we're just hanging out for the sake of hanging out, I'm not that motherfucker. Bye. I see you later. So that's what I'm saying.
And so we're using, So we're using the ice cream as the, you know, let's see what you're about before we go any further.
The ice cream is showing her an I've got the ice cream side of me. I've got Lake Spridger ass cheek side of me. The tea side of me, the cocoa, the wine. I have several sides of me. I'm just showing her what it's like to be around me. It's not about the ice cream. I'm giving her a sample of why me. Because, see, the guy that goes on the average date is not going to do the shit that I do. See, he's just going to sit down and ask her a bunch of boring questions. I'm not doing that. From the moment I set up her accompanying me, I'm setting things up. But what's up, man?
Well, so, you know, setting things up, I mean, you know, you try to get us to, when we do the ice cream, you try to get us to set ourselves up for the kiss, which is what I did, and it definitely works, right?
Well, no, I'm not talking about setting up for the kiss. Right. The kiss comes in with that. Yes. I understand setting up the kiss. That's fine. Yes. That's another thing that separates us. Yes.
Right. And so you're saying you're combining that with
How are you setting up the date? Like, say you're going to ice cream. How are you setting up the date?
I would tell her, look, there's this place that I like to go to, and I'm going there tomorrow night before I go to my studio. And I would love for you to join me so that I can see how the ice cream tastes off of your lips. We can talk.
No, you're already fucking up. You're already fucking up.
Okay.
You're doing it all wrong. No,
okay.
Listen, there is this ice cream place that I wanted. There's this ice cream place I love going to. Okay. It's on the corner of your face in the pillow and your ass up in the air, right? And what I love about this place is that it's a very intimate thing. It's very quiet, and it gives me a chance to be able not only to talk to you, but also what I love about that is the ice creams. I'm breaking down the fat. I mean, not basically the fat content, but I love this place more because unlike the regular chain of ice cream, they add more milk or fat content to their ice cream that makes it taste that much better. And that's why I would love for you to come and not only experience that, but also experience me. I'm not talking about the ice cream on her lips and all that right now. I don't know. See, where you're fucking up is you're pushing it. I'm not trying to push ice cream on your lips. She doesn't know.
Okay.
I don't. So you're doing it all wrong. See, what you're doing is you don't want you're not necessarily a student of the game. You're just taking crumbs off the floor and trying to put that shit together. You're all ass all over the place, man. You need to be more of a student of the game than just take the shit that you hear on the show and try to comp that shit together.
Right. Well,
you're all over the goddamn place.
I do have. Got you. I understand. And I do have a couple of your products. Like I got Kissing 101. I got Making Out 101.
That's the division fraction. You don't have the.
Oh, I don't know 1 10. To 10, you're saying.
Right, the 10 through 20.
Yes, okay.
So you're moving,
right.
You're moving too fast, and you're going beyond where you need to go. You know what I mean? You're pushing. I don't want you to say, I want to taste the ice cream off your lips. You don't even fucking know this woman yet. You don't know her yet.
Yeah.
So you're sounding like you're trying to be smooth, but that smooth is going to come off as weird and creepy because you don't
creepy.
Even fucking know
yeah.
me. You don't even know me.
Got you.
Okay.
So
all right.
I would have to get some coaching to straighten myself out.
Yeah, you think. Yes, yes, yes. That's what a smart man would
all
do.
Right.
Okay.
Yep. So we'll do. So I'm going to hit you on the back end if that's something I want to do. And
all
I got
right.
I just got to get my money right, but I got you.
All right. Respect to you. And thank you very much, sir. Okay.
No doubt. Respect, man.
Right,
enjoy the show.
Thank
peace.
You. All right. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Very good call.
Yep.
Very good call. Let me answer some of the questions. Guys, I want to call in. Y'all can't call in. Guys, I'm talking to y'all about getting the ass for free instead of having to pay for it. Y'all don't have to pay for it. Y'all can get it for free. But I will explain. But let me get to some of these questions real quick that y'all have that I've got here. But Punch, as I was saying real quick to finish up with you, Punch, is that you have most of you guys commit, but you commit to being complacent. You commit to giving in. You commit to failure. You commit to blame, excuses. So you're not actually committing to yourself. You're committing to whatever the woman draws out of you. I have a better understanding of a concept. Position yourself to show her why she should be with you. It comes with doing the homework, conversation, class. No, okay, that's a statement. Yes, it's absolutely true. Yes. Sound mind, do you have a product details? Yes, sound. Yes, yes. Yes, the answer is yes. But getting back to what I'm saying, guys, I want to call in, and I welcome everybody in here that's listening, is that what I am saying is that the man that gets the pussy for free has a certain kind of attitude that says that I don't need your pussy that bad. I wouldn't mind having it. I wouldn't mind spending time with you. But what are you? Because as a man, I keep telling you, this is your own style. See, as a man, I'm not here to pretend. You know, the makeup, pretend, eyeliner, pretend, weave, pretend, push-up bra, pretend. There's a lot of pretending going on, right? Well, I'm cutting through that shit. And I'm trying to get to you, not your core, because you don't have one yet. But I'm trying to see that, all right, are you worth my time? Are you worth my time? And I know this sounds crazy, guys, but guess what? You're allowed to have that standard. But see, a lot of you guys out here think that, well, if I make it about that, how am I going to be able to sleep with her? I mean, I'm going to lose her fast if I push her away. I mean, if you say that, Steve, you're going to push her away. You goddamn right. I don't care if I push her away. But see, what you don't understand is pushing her away is technically bringing her closer to me. Because she's not used to being pushed away. If you guys are dealing with beautiful women, they are not used to being pushed away. And listen to me, and I say this is very important. It's not about being pushed away to try to play a game, because that's not what we're doing. We're not playing games with them. This is not a game, or this is not a manipulation tactic to play a game with her, push her away just so she can come back in. That's not what this is all about. No, this is not about that at all. But what I'm saying to you guys is that you guys are, because of you don't have that foundation, okay? There are things that are happening to you that are triggering your nervousness. It's triggering. She's triggering your behaviors. She's triggering things in you. And that's what I'm saying. She's technically bending your reality, because if your reality and perception is what you actually will lie to yourself about, what you really aren't, but you think you are, if that is actually you, or you tell yourself, well, I'm a man, I can talk to any woman I want to anytime, I'm a man, and all that other shit. What happens when you go out your door and you see her, then all of a sudden, instead of I'm a man, oh my God, she's so pretty, what am I going to do? Oh my gosh, she's so good looking. Oh my gosh, oh, look at her ass. Oh, what do I say? How do I say it? Oh my God, she might reject me. Well, I remember that girl back in 1486 that said no to me on the planet Mars, and she might. And all that woman is doing is minding her own goddamn business. But you are the one that get triggered, okay? You get triggered. Your face, you start to flush up a little bit. You begin clenching your fucking hands. Your muscles become tense. You see what I'm saying? You become nervous. That means she is in control of you. And these are the things, and I'm not saying, I don't want her to feel that with you, but when there is an excitement with a woman, she's going to feel something. She actually is going to feel something. And you guys have to see where you're going wrong. Because there are so many fears that go with you guys. There is that anger fear that a lot of you guys have when you see a woman that you don't get, you get mad at yourself. There's anger. But for a lot of you guys, because you're so mad, because you're so angry, that when you talk to a woman and she says no, you want to call her all kind of bitches. You want to insult her. But what's odd is when you first saw her, she wasn't a bitch and she wasn't shit and she wasn't fuck you and all this other stuff. But because you feel that you get courage that is built up, that she has to say yes to you because you built up courage in yourself. See, what a lot of y'all guys don't understand in all of this, in 2021, I'll answer your question in 1 second. A lot of you guys don't understand in all this is that you are building up things and you are having expectations off the things that you're actually building up. Let's see here. 2021 says, if she has your curiosity and you go after, and after you have a conversation and she decides to invite you to her place, you could decline because she hasn't shown you that she deserves a dick. Well, this is going to sound crazy, but y'all ain't at this level. So y'all can't do this. Listen, I know this is going to sound crazy, but the track that I'm sending y'all have tomorrow that I have, it's a story of being in the same city with somebody that knew I was in that city, and she wanted me to come over because after 6 months, she wanted to tell me that it's finally over. She finally has me out of her system, and she wants to have this final, because she has built herself up to a face-to-face conversation with me. She wanted to end it in a kiss because it started with a kiss, but she wanted to end it in a kiss. And I'm like, no. And this is what I'm saying. I'm not saying no, but what you don't understand is 2021 is that a lot of you guys, and I say this with love, because I don't want to hurt any feelings. but your mouthpiece is not strong enough to make her pussy in her mind drip, more or less get wet. So if you, who doesn't have game, and a woman that wants to sleep with you because she knows you ain't shit, then either you have become a mark or you're messing with a bottom of the barrel chick. You're not, and listen to me, I'm not saying classy women will not sleep with you, but for me, what I'm trying to show you is that this is a fairy tale question. Because a lot of you guys, listen, what you do for a living is not making her wet to say, I got to sleep with him. And when was your last boyfriend is not enough to make her say, I want to sleep with him. All these things that you're saying, it doesn't work out, because how can a combo make her decide when there are things in her that you must knock and down? See, I'm not saying that motherfuckers like me don't get one night stands. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that I'm not looking for the, see, I'm not looking for the one night stand. I just want the fucking invite. That's all I keep telling you. I'm not even trying to fuck. I want the invite. That's all the fuck I want. But that being said, I also know that having a conversation with a woman does not make her trust me the first time. And this is where what you're saying doesn't make sense, because she doesn't trust you yet. And she's not going to trust you with her body yet. There are judgments, morals, and beliefs that she has that you haven't even got to trust yet to even have her flirt. So why would a woman who does not know you at all is automatically going to go to your place after a one conversation? Your question is over there in fan, and then there's no knock. I appreciate the question, but your question is off in fairyland, because even I'm a bad motherfucker, and I know that, hell, I'm not going to just get them off the bat like that, because I know there are things that I have to knock down. But it's not me knocking them down. It's her knocking them down because how I make her feel. That's the difference. See, I'm challenging myself. It's easy to put flavor in her ear and flavor in her eye and turn her on and sleep with her. But see, again, once you get to your core, you're going to challenge yourself even deeper. It's not just, let me get her over my place. Because there's several times, I told you, my prom, I didn't even fucking my prom. There have been times that I would have a woman come over to the motherfucking crib and we're messing around. And I'm just like, but my problem is I get bored with women. So you'll get to that level, but I get bored. So, but what you're saying is not ever going to happen. You don't know even how to talk to yourself, to believe in yourself, to move forward. So the question that you're asking, it doesn't make any sense. Because if she decides to come over to your place, then you're a mark. Be careful of that. And if you don't have any game and someone wants to come over your place, please be careful of that as well. Because if you don't have game and she wants to go to your place, then what do you think she's doing to the motherfuckers that have game? I just want you to think about that. So it's a great question, but it just doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense at all. Guys, I want to call in. Lines are open. I'm chopping up game with you, but I'm telling you guys, what moves or what things that you have to do to show her that you can get you. Okay. See, the man that gets it for free does not play by the same rules of the average guy who doesn't get it for free. See, I don't get it for free because I'm special. I'm special to myself. I'm special to me, but I ain't shit to her. I ain't shit to her. But the reason why I become the shit to her is because I know exactly what the fuck I am doing. I know why I'm doing it. I know. Listen, see, for a lot of you guys, this is how it's going. Okay, you have the woman, you have you, you have your chessboard, and you have your pieces. But in your mind, you're looking at the woman, you're looking at the chess pieces, or you're outside your damn window like this, observing everything that's going on, being worried about every move you make. That's not happening. See, what a man is doing is a man is simply creating the board. The board has rules. And a woman will follow you when you're worth following. But if you are only making it about pussy, then she knows you're not worth a goddamn. Now, you're worth driving around, like I say, putting up your Christmas lights, being a friend and all that other stuff. You're worth all those things, but you're not worth someone she wants to give her body to. You guys think that these women just want to fuck everything and everybody. No, there's a difference between liking sex and a difference between giving her body away to a lot of people. See, your misconception is that if she dresses like a whore and a slut, then she's easy. Your conception is if she dresses down, then she's boring. But what a lot of you guys don't know, a lot of nasty-ass women dress conservative, and a lot of conservative motherfuckers dress nasty. And you don't know who you're dealing with, but yet you have a perception in your mind of what she actually is. So when you see her on Facebook or you see her on Instagram and she's posting out a picture of herself, first thing you're thinking is, oh, my God, I want to fuck that, which is fine. I don't want to knock any of you guys for not wanting to smash. I'm glad you like women, like I've always said. But you don't know what to do next. But you think that what I have to do is smile and like her thing and say something nice to her. Or maybe I need to be mean to her. But see, who's in control of you when you have that thought? When you're saying, well, maybe I should say something nice to her because that might get her. Or maybe I should be mean to her and say something rude to her to get her attention. You don't understand that she is in fucking control of you and you don't even realize it. Because if you have to conjure up a thought of what you should be versus who the fuck you are, then what are you telling her? That you don't even have yourself rooted in who you actually are. And if you're not rooted in yourself, then what happens is the man that's not rooted in himself, you've got to pay your tax. Listen, it's this simple. If you are boring and you don't have any motherfucking game, I am not saying you're not going to get any pussy, but you got to pay the tax. You've got to take her out. That's part of the tax. There's a takeout tax. There's a kiss her ass tax. There's bending over backwards tax. There is rolling fruit at her feet tax. You got to pay your taxes. And even if you pay your taxes, you said you ain't going to fuck. Because there's got to be a balance, gentlemen. Listen to what I'm saying. There's got to be a balance. See, she's saying, if I give you my time, what do I get out of this? We ain't fucking, but what am I going to get out of this? A meal? I can get a meal from that guy and that guy and that guy and that guy and that guy. So what am I getting out of this? You know, hey, look, here you go. Now listen to me. Now there could be a devil's advocate. You are cute, or you are what she perceives as cute. You might have a body that she may like or is interested in because that's what her perception of what she thinks she likes. But remember, her perception and her reality is not based on internal. It is an external. See, y'all don't understand that. What I'm going to try and connect the dot is her external, that is her driving force. Her driving force is not her. Her driving force is what is outside of her, because that's what she relies on to calm down and suppress the low self-esteem and the low self-worth. So it's outside of her. So if she's living outside of herself on her surface, then sure, women do like nice things. They like, look, if you're an attractive guy on the outside, there's going to be something, okay, he's attractive. If he has the body that she likes or has muscles, if she's into muscles, okay, he has a step ahead of the average guy. But we ain't talking about a man yet. We're putting a man to the side right now. We're putting a man to the side. Guys, I got a question. Put a Q in there. If y'all want to call in, go ahead and call in. Lines are open. But what I'm saying to you is that she is only being from the outside and the surface. So that means even if you look cute or even if you have a nice body or even if you playing and tricking off your motherfucking money, cool. But this is when the rubber meets the road is where you are going to have to pay tax. He's got that fine body. Open up his mouth. Oh, my fucking God. Are you fucking serious? Look at this nervous ass motherfucker. He can't. And she like just said, motherfucker. This motherfucker like he can fucking slang some dick and move furniture and shit. Now look at him. He's just right in front of me. Just. Pussy just drying up. Oh, my God. Okay. Or you can be that cute guy. Oh, my God. He's got the green eye. Oh, God. He looks so cute. And then y'all sit down. The fuck? I ain't fucking this guy. And what I'm saying to you guys is that this is what they're used to. They know what you are when you open your mouth, no matter how you look. But then it begs the question that, wait a second, well, Steve, wait, don't I have to look good to get it for free? Fuck no, you don't have to look good to get it for free. You see, there's a way that we operate that we're not trying to be dicks and assholes, but we're dicks and assholes because I'm not trying. See, unlike the average guy, even if he has muscles, good looks, or he has money, he is doing the one thing that is drying the pussy up between her ears is because he's seeking approval from the woman. And the approval that he's seeking is not when he's sitting in front of her, gentlemen. Oh, no. He's seeking approval when the guy with muscles decides that, well, I guess the only way I can get some pussy is by lifting weights. Or the guy that has money, well, the only way I can get that woman, I got to get me a better job, and I'll be able to get that woman. You guys have already lost because you're seeking approval before you even meet her. But why we get it for free is because the only fucking approval I seek is from me. I wake up every fucking morning to please me. I'm sorry. If that makes me self-centered, then you better learn how to be fucking self-centered because I'm not seeking approval. I am the gift. I might not look like what she expects me. See, this is where y'all, guys, listen to me. This is where y'all don't understand how women have an enemy. And that enemy is called emotion. Emotion will fuck them over all the time. Because listen to me. Emotion has no race, no political affiliation, no color, no religion. It doesn't have a height or a size or a shape. It just is. Okay? But when she's dealing with the average person, she's not coming from a place of emotions and feelings. She's coming from a place above those. Remember, outside of herself. She's not. She the reason she's going outside of herself is what you guys understand is she's protecting. Let me show y'all. Wait, let me get the marker. Hold on. All right, hold on. It's drawing time. Wait, let me make sure I got the. All right, it's drawing time. Y'all got to get my little piece of paper. I showed you this before, Ryan, with the dean a long time ago. But let me show you what they are doing. Let's say this is emotion. Okay. Let's look at it like that. All right, so let me show y'all. All right, so, oops, excuse me. Oh, wait. I did it wrong. Shit. God damn it. I did it wrong. All right, let me do it again. Got to put that here. Then I got to put hit there, there, and there. All right, so what she is technically doing, if y'all, let me see, make sure if I can see it myself because I got the lights and stuff. Let me sure I can see it as I explain what's going on. So, all right, so yeah, we can't see it. Okay, so if this is her emotions, okay, what's happening is you motherfuckers are coming from the left, you motherfuckers are coming from the right, and you are trying to backdoor her in. But what you don't understand is, as you can see right here, wait, I'm drawing a line showing it, this is a protector. See, she knows how to spend time but also protect, because all of her life, Percy, I want to say thank you. All of her life, what she's been doing is that she's protecting the right side, protecting the left side, and the back side. And the reason why she's protecting those is because the average surface dweller only attacks from the sides and the back. He tries to be, he tries to make her feel something, or he tries to kiss her ass. They're always coming from the left and right. But then that's where they walk on eggshells. Or they try the back door by, you know what, I believe men and women should be friends. Let's be friends. Yeah, you know what? I want to take my time, and I really want to get to know somebody's love and caring, and let's be the best of friends. Let's hang out. Let's take a bubble bath with our clothes on. Hell, we can go clothes shopping, and I'll even hold your purse, because you know what? I believe in order to find a good relationship, it has to be friends before lovers type bullshit, and that's what y'all are doing all the time. So, as I'm saying before, she's protecting the emotion. But what you don't understand is she's so busy protecting the sides and the back. Look what's in here. See, she doesn't even have to protect this. She doesn't have to protect this. You want to know why? Because the average motherfucker she meets will never be straight up with her. He will never be straight up with her. And even if he is straight up with her, it is in his own fuck up to do that. Because remember, gentlemen, if you are honest with a woman, but you, oops, sorry, that's not the right one. But if you're honest with a woman, but if you're honest with a woman, but you worship the woman, you are only going to end up either creepy or in the friend zone. You will not be the same result from a woman that a man has when he doesn't worship her. Because, see, the worship is in himself. So what he's saying is, I'm coming into your life to make your life better if you're smart enough to fucking accept me in. How fucking arrogant is that shit? But does he have to have a body? Does he have to have money and all that other stuff? No, because what's happening here, remember I keep telling you, there's the war that is going to go on, and I'm only supplying the bullets and the bandages. Now, the external, listen to me, she has an idea. He's got to be this tall. He's got to have this kind of muscles, and he's got to have this kind of money, and he's got to have. So that's the external that she has. But where the war begins is that when the emotion is not the outside external. The emotion only rides on emotion, and the emotion only feels. The emotion doesn't think, it just fucking feels. What she's doing right now, is thinking because that's her perception. That's her reality. But the thing is that why do I keep telling you the mind, the invite is so fucking important, because I will have the emotion working for me. See, when you hit the emotion, it changes all the rules up for her, because at that point, she can't understand the why. He's not my type, but yet I think about him. He's too short. He's short and he's out of shape. I mean, my God, he's just disgusting. But why am I always thinking about him? Matter of fact, what's so funny is that a lot of these women won't tell you is that they sometimes are talking subconsciously to their friends to a point where their friends say, girl, just go fuck him. Say, what are you talking about? I don't know what gets on my nerves. He's such an ass on his dick. He thinks these guys get to women. He ain't even all that. I mean, he's short. He's even out of shape. I mean, he ain't the kind of girl I would even, girl, I can't believe that. And a girlfriend's like, girl, will you just go fuck him? Wait, what you talking about? Girl, all you've been doing is talking about that motherfucker. Huh? No. I'm just saying that. No. What you're saying is, girl, why don't you just go ahead and fuck him? And she needs a wake-up call from her friends to see that she's actually having feelings for somebody, because it's the emotions are triggering thought. The emotions put us in rent-free here. See, rent-free is going to get you the free pussy. All this ties up. See, if she's talking about you, whether it is bad or it's good, she's talking about you. If she's thinking about you, whether it is, man, fuck him, he ain't shit, or who the fuck does he think he is, she's thinking about you, but she doesn't realize what is happening, because she doesn't recognize what happens is when somebody's got her emotionally. Because she's so used to controlling the narrative on the outside. She controls the narrative of who she goes out with. She controls the narrative of when they go out, how they go out, how far he has to be as far as distance, if he's going to get a hug or anything like that. She's in control of the narrative. But the one fucking thing she cannot control, no matter how much she thinks she actually can control it, she can't fuck with the emotion. Hey, guys, look, I'm going to show you. For us guys, you all have it as fear, but this is our best friend. This motherfucker is our best friend. This is the guy or the woman that is the key to everything, man. It is the key to everything, because it is at that point that when she either realizes it or friends begin to realize it, that then she starts to question. Now, it changes things. But hold on, let me answer this question right here. Just to make sure so I understand, is the hunting of different personalities done to find out contracts? No. Well, you're hunting the negative things. You're working with your personalities. You're not hunting them. You got to give more depth in what you're saying. But anyway, let me continue. Guys, I want to call in, lines are open. Now, I need y'all to listen to me, because I know this sounds crazy. Now, follow me on this. Emotions do not give a fuck if you are broke, if you're on a bus, if you have to pay bills, you're in debt, you're sleeping on the fucking floor, you don't have a great job. Emotions don't care, because emotions trigger feelings, okay? Women are smart, and women know that you guys are not as smart as you claim to be. Because all you do all day, every day is think that the pussy is the end all be all. The pussy is not the end all be all. That's the worst place to attack. That is crazy to attack between her legs, because You will not get access, but you will get played. That's why you guys are coming off with dinners and drinks. That's why you guys are truly paying for it. See, what you're paying to get access into something that she ain't going to give you. You're taking her out and driving her around for something she ain't going to give you. You're lying and deceiving friendship from her to try to get something that she ain't going to give you. She ain't going to give it to you. But what she doesn't understand, because she's never met us, is that it's, why do you think I tell you we don't like go for the pussy? Because I'm going to tell you guys, when you get around, I'm showing you, they bring the pussy to your throne. I know it sounds crazy, and I know a lot of women are like, no, fuck that girl. I would never give nobody. You absolutely right, you wouldn't give the average motherfucker that ass for free. You're going to right, or you're going to make them take you to dinner and make them do circus tricks and juggle fucking midgets and all that silly ass shit you want them to do. You're absolutely right, because you never met a man like us. You never met that man. Maybe you have one time and you regret it. Now, some women, and yet, guys, listen to me. Some women, when they realize what the fuck you are, they will not fuck with us because of that. Understand, women love control, and that is control over themselves and control over the outside. See, they actually think the mind makes them think that they're actually in control of their feelings by misleading them to think that what they actually want and feel is actually their reality, but it's not their reality. It is their outside. Remember, it is what they do. It's not who they are, but the mind, or their mind. See, their mind fucks them over. Their mind fucks them over in a different way, okay? Their mind fucks them over in a different way. So what their mind does is, see, they leave the door is wide open here. It's open, but they know nobody's going in there except us. We're the only motherfuckers that do that, but we'll get to that in a second. Her mind makes her think that she's actually in control of herself by pushing her to not even recognize the emotions that she cannot control. But what her mind makes her think is that she's actually in control of her emotions by allowing her the freedom to have control on outside of herself. The one thing she is not in control of is this. She has no power over this. That's why we get them so easily, is because we know the rules of the game, but they don't understand the rules. See, their rules are this. The mind tricks them as far as, girl, you in control. You know, go get that makeup, girl. Get that dress. Girl, you watch Beyonce. And I got, oh my God, you are independent, wonderful woman. Yeah, girl, you go. And these women actually think that they're actually in control of themselves. Why do you see, for a lot of you guys, y'all don't understand. You ever ask this question, you guys? I talk to the guys, right? Guys, you ever ask this question? Have you ever asked a question that, or have you ever known anybody that he has been trying to fuck that woman for 3 months, 4 months, 6 months. Damn, he's been doing everything right. You know, it's raining outside. He'll put the umbrella to get wet. And if she has a broken car, he's over there fixing her car. And he's doing everything right. But then some motherfucker comes along and she's fucking him real fast. And you, what the fuck happened? I'm going to explain why it happened. You see, what's happening is the mind is the enemy. See, the mind makes the woman think that she's in control. But yet, who is the reinforcer of the control? See, all right, let me show y'all, man. Let me show y'all something. So this is you know, you're going to laugh at me when I draw my women. So I'm just going to show you the woman. wait, I did it wrong. Hold on. I got to do it right. Give me a second, guys. All right, guys, I want to call and ask a question. I got you. Give me a second. So let's look at it here. Put her there. And then there is a this right here. There we go. And then that goes here. All right, here it is. All right, now this is going to look kind of weird, but let's look at it one bit at a time. Okay. All right, so let's look at it. This is the emotion. She's outside of herself. You know, the dresses, the shoes, the purses. I mean, she is actually in. Okay. The emotion makes her feel that she is getting control, but it is the guy. It's the guy that reinforces the control. But it is also the emotion that makes her think that she is actually in control. So just follow me. Follow me on this. This is what controls everything. But this is smart enough to make her feel like she's in control because she is outside of herself. Because remember, everything she's doing is outside of herself. Like I told you, everything she's doing is outside of herself. Okay? Because even though it's outside of herself, he's still whispering, you know, things, low self-esteem, low self-worth. I mean, it's got her chained down, but when she feels that she's worthy, it's not her actually feeling worthy. It is the guys that's coming around that is reinforcing the worth. But it's then the emotion lying to her and saying, see, look how special you are. You got that guy. Wow, that guy. Whoa, girl. Look, you got, wow, you're so special. You got all the OnlyFans. Oh, my God. You've got all these Instagram followers. And guess what? Guys, think about this. I'm going to show you all some game. Why do you guys think she posts shit on, not all, but a lot of women. Why do you think they post shit on Instagram and Facebook? Because they love the attention that they're getting, but they don't even realize that attention that they're getting is the reason why they are what they are, because they have trained themselves or reinforced that feeling. See, the mind or the emotion is saying that, you know what, hey, you're beautiful. Hey, you know what? You're great. Look, I mean, look how beautiful. Come on, girl. You got 7,000 Instagram followers and you got 3,000 Facebook followers. And oh my God, girl, you are so perfect. Oh my God. And all it is doing is still pulling her strings. She doesn't even know that the emotion is going to eventually fuck her over. But see, the emotion knows, remember, the emotion knows that there's a protector. So the protection is left and right. That's all it knows. See, it knows how to protect left and right. It knows how to protect behind them and all this other stuff. It doesn't know how to protect when something comes straight ahead because it's not used to that. But what it does is that it shows her a false sense of reality. Remember, her perception and her reality are not based off of actually her perception and reality. It is a perception and a reality above ground. Because what are the reinforcements above ground? You turn on your TV every day and you will see the reinforcements above ground. Olive Olay, hair products, makeup products, skincare, Botox, have shiny hair, wavy hair, chafing, and all these other things. So think about the media also playing a role in this, making her feel that she has got to live up to a certain kind of expectation. But even though she's living up to that, it's the guys that are reinforcing the false beauty, the fake her. So all she knows is the fake her. All that's been created all of her life is a woman. And again, women are, you know, she can look good. I'm not saying, and I can't say her looking bad is a bad thing. Hold on. I think it was a question here. I'll hold you. Let me answer this question here. Do not ask me any fucking questions about products. Ask me about the question. Let me see. Let me check the lines. Okay, lines are open. I'm breaking stuff down. So listen to what I'm saying. She's living above on the outside. Okay? She's still trapped in the fish tank. See, the tank is big enough and wide enough and far enough because her mind is doing this to actually think that she's actually in control. But it's not the control that she's actually in. It's the it's the false perception and reality of those that get around her that reinforce the lie that she's living. She's actually, yes, in control of herself, but she's not actually in control of the emotion. The emotion is sitting back like this all day. You know, it's just, let's go out. Hey, you know what? I'm hungry. Let's get a guy to take us out. Or, you know what? Let's go buy that sundress and let's go buy that tight clothes and let's work out and let's do our thing, girl. We're going to feel good today. Yes, let's feel good. Let's feel good. But what she's feeling is not internal. It is external because it is just like you guys on your surface. So on the surface, there are set rules. On the surface, you've got to take her out to dinner. On the surface, you've got to kiss her ass. On the surface, you've got to bend over backwards to prove worth and value, but you're not proving worth and value. You're only proving it to a feeling. You're not proving it to an emotion because you can't even hit the emotion because you guys are coming from this way and that way. So this is why they are actually thinking they're in control because they're feeling something, but they're not emotionally feeling it. They are, oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, well, you know what? I think I'll give him a chance. And I think that, you know what, we'll go out a few times and you know what? Yeah. Well, you know, I go to school and, oh, tell me about yourself. Oh, lovely. You know, all that stuff. So why do you think, guys, it's going to be deep. Why do you guys think, and let's take a sidebar to go to church. Why do you think women that go to church or get some type of motivation, whether it is the church, whether it's Beyonce, whether it's Oprah, whether it's any of these things out there that's like, you're good enough and you're special and you are somebody and they feel like they're on top of the world. But when the lights go off or they get done watching that video, why do they dip back down to who they actually are? Because what they're doing is they're still riding off of a feeling. It's not, but I'm going to show you where the emotion comes in, guys, because this is deep game right here. But what I'm saying, hold on, let me grab sound real quick. He says, based on this, she can have sex with a guy who's her physical preference, but she doesn't impact. No. I'm not, she can have it. Listen, when she sleeps with a guy that has her physical makeup of what she, her reality is, he's not connecting emotional, and that's why it only lasts as long as it lasts, because there's no tie in here to outside of here. It is just here. It's like, oh, I slept with him, but, I thought it was going to be better than that. My God, he did 3 minutes. Woo. Well, I mean, he did 3:30. I mean, that's not bad, but look at him. He's sitting there snoring, and look at him. He just, man, when I saw him, I just thought he would push my knees to my shoulders and beat this pussy up, but he just, look at him snoring so cute, but I'm getting bored. And then they get bored because it's riding off of a feeling. The feeling that she is feeling is the same feeling she feels when she watches a TV show, listens to a piece of music. Remember, music moves emotion. So if she's feeling sad, she's going to listen to sad music. If she wants to shake her ass, she'll listen to some ass-shaking music. If she's feeling good, she'll listen to the feel-good music. So still driven by a feeling, but she's not driven by an emotion. See, the joke is that she actually thinks she's in control. She thinks the feeling is actually an emotion, and that's not. But I'm going to explain to you where the emotion comes in at, because the emotion overrides and supersedes the feeling, and that's where we come in at. But I'm explaining that. Let me see if there's any other questions, guys. We're still breaking all this stuff down. But listen to me. So that means that, okay, so why do you see women that they find what they think is a perfect guy? You see it on the reality shows. You see it on TV. You see it in your life. You see a woman that, you know, he's my happily ever and after, and they grab the cake, and she stuffs it in his mouth, and he stuffs it in her mouth, and, oh, they're happily ever after. Then, you know, like SpongeBob SquarePants, like 7 days later, they're like at each other's throats. They're hating and they're mad and all this, because the feeling will wear the fuck off. It's only a fake high. It's only a it. Remember, guys, listen now, game work. It's only the see. Look, okay, wait. Boy, I'm breaking some shit down. Let me show y'all. Let me show y'all something. Let me show y'all something. All right, I'm gonna draw the woman again. That's the end. All right, watch this shit. Getting deep. Okay. This is the edge. She can't go past this, but she can go to the left and she can go to the right. She can go wide, but she can't go deep. You see what I'm saying? She can only go. See, the reason the feelings will go away is because she's still at her edge. Her edge of self-worth is still the same thing. It's just that the feeling layers itself over top of the reality to make her actually think that what she is ready, guys. She thinks she's in love. Hey, guys, I'm not even done with this shit. But listen, she thinks she's in love. She thinks she met the perfect guy. She thinks that this is my Mr. Right, because remember, she is still at her edge, but her emotion is pulling the strings. The emotion is saying, look, keep going left. Or excuse me, go right. This is my right hand. Keep going right or keep going left, because that's all you can. Because remember, even in the fish tank, the fish itself thinks it has all the room in the world. But the room is boxed off of the mind of where her outside is. So she thinks that when she meets that guy that looks good, that's a perception and that's a reality, okay? That's only a feeling, though. So because of the perception and reality, because that person is going to the right or to the left and making her feel something, it's going to be a high, but the reason it's going to come down as a low is because the feeling will always dissipate with the average guy. But also the average woman will always go through guys, and I don't mean to call them sluts and whores. I'm just saying they will go through guys because they think that the next guy is the next guy or the one because of the feeling. But what's happening is the emotion is making sure. See, the emotion is in control, but she doesn't know it's in control. The emotion is making her think she's in control because she actually thinks she's in control of her feelings. But her feelings are only going to the right or left based off where the emotion wants to take. See, the emotion is in control the whole time. She just thinks she's in control because that's what the mind is making her think. Just like, I mean, we're flipping it with you guys, but I'm going to show you why we get it for free. I'm showing you why we get it for free. We don't have to do this shit because remember, she is only going left and she's only going right. And guess what will we sprinkle? In between that, the emotions would tell her, hey, you know what? Beyonce has a new song. Hey, I'm Beyonce, and girl, it's okay. You're going to be good, girl. You're going to be good, girl. And she's like, I'm going to be good, girl. I'm going to be good, girl. And that feeling is going to go up like that, right? It's going to go up like that. Or she'll watch Oprah or her feel good, ready. If you don't feel good, hey, oh my God, that purse. Oh, my God, let's get that purse. Oh, you look so good in that purse. Oh, that dress over there. Oh, those shoes. Oh, my God. It's only going this way, and it is only going that way because she is at her end, because her end is actually her damn near her end. So she doesn't realize. See, she thinks a feeling or the motivation, you know, they get motivated in the affirmations and stuff. You know, like, you know, she'll do something. Like, let me explain what they do. So sometimes a woman will do something and feel good about herself. But actually, is she actually feeling good about herself? Or is her mind making her think that she feels good about herself? See, some women don't understand why they feel good like this one day and then why it drops down like this. Because the emotion always wants her to know that, hey, whenever I want to, I can give you happiness, I can give you joy, and I can give you satisfaction, but I can take that shit away whenever I want to because I'm always in control. That's why she will always look for happiness, ready guys, outside of herself, because she thinks happiness is the dress. She thinks happiness is the guy with the tight body and the good muscles and the good looks and all this other stuff, only to feel good, but to just drop, okay? Just to feel good, but to just drop. So I want y'all to understand. So I want y'all guys to understand where you're at and where they're at. And now comes us. Now comes us. You see, her feeling from the surface, she knows how to protect. See, in her mind, she's actually protecting herself because she knows the average guy is going to lie, manipulate, beg for the pussy, worship the pussy, you know, want to take her out to dinner and all of this stuff, or the one that's going to try to be her best friend and, you know, try to backdoor and all the other bullshit as far as let's be friends and let's do all this stuff. So where we come in at, now this is where we come in at. See, we're not, okay, we're respecting the feeling, but we're not saying that feeling is actually reality. See, if we try to cut through the feeling, the emotion is going to recognize, thus she's going to repel, okay? It's going to be a trigger. See, why do you guys think that when you guys want to fuck, why is she not wanting to fuck you or you want to go back to my place? She's not feeling you. She, remember, key word, she's not feeling you. Because what she actually thinks that feeling you is a triggered emotion, but it's just a false feeling because all y'all guys are doing are fucking with her on a surface. You're on a surface. I'm piping along and saying, look, I ain't trying to fuck. Hey, guys, listen. Since I was 14, I learned this. Guys, when I got my little, hey, when that 25-year-old broke my ass down, I learned this. That's why it was my awakening. That's why it was the worst time of my life. But motherfucker, it created what you see right here because it was I never, ever at that point ever went for what's between her legs because I did it the first time. Remember, it was my first. It was my first. So I was doing what you dwellers do. I was doing what you dwellers do. Now, remember, I was the same guy that when I was 9, I was so scared I couldn't get my dick hard. So y'all remember that shit. I mean, y'all know about that shit. But anyway, what I'm saying is that I learned even, see, that was the connection to when my mentor was in her ear. See, when my mentor was in her ear and she began to take her clothes off and play with her pussy, he wasn't talking to a fucking feeling. He was talking to an emotion. See, we don't talk to feeling because feeling to you guys is attached to their pussy. So you're trying to get her to feel something about you so she can spread her legs because you're trying to get her to feel something. That's why you ain't getting it. But that's why I keep telling you. I am not ever, I invite, that's all the fuck, guys, I'm telling you, all I want. Hey, Dangerous Russ, thank you for this right here. Thank you, Russ. Let me finish. Yeah, but guys, listen to me. I don't want the pussy. Don't want, guys, I am not trying to, I promise you, I'm telling you why. I'm telling you why right now. You see, gentlemen. Let's go back. Hold on. Let's get back to my drawings. Y'all got to excuse me because my drawings are all over the place. Where is it at? If not, I'll draw that shit over. Fuck, can't find that shit. Let me see here. I'm going to try one more time. Where did I put that bitch at? All right, I'll draw it again. All right. So, all right. So we already know that you guys, all right. Oh, wait, I gotta switch the camera. So gentlemen, I want y'all to see this. So you guys are going all, y'all guys are trying to get the pussy. The invite brings me straight into the emotion, the invite, not the feeling. So y'all are going for the feelings, right? So y'all are trying to connect a feeling that is a false sense of reality and a false perception. So all you've done all your life has been trying to make her feel something. That's why you're pandering to a feeling. You're begging a feeling. You're trying to prove yourself to a feeling. That's why the sex and everything is just dull, because there is no emotion attached to it. There's no emotion attached to it. So whatever you guys do, she's going to feel something. But here's the beautiful thing. Her reality actually thinks that she has felt love before. Boy, I can't wait to talk about this shit. I'm going to say it again. Her reality makes her think that she's been in love before because of her feelings. Her feelings outside of herself made her think that she was in love before, or she had a good man once upon a time. You know, there was that one guy that I really care about. I think about Josh sometimes. I really care about him. He makes me feel good. He makes me feel things. Hear that, guys? Feel things. Just like that dress makes her feel things. Why do you think she's got a closet full of fucking dresses, guys? It connects because the dress is a feeling. The shoes are a feeling. The purse, all that is a fucking feeling that goes up and comes down. But let me answer this question. When you're the man highest self-worth, you are able to expand her edge of self-worth and how you look. Well, it's not the material. See, it's not the material things. It's not the material things that get this thing going. See, I was here like you guys, like when I was 14, well, 13, got to ask, but when I was 14, I was hooked. Wait, let me show y'all something. So let me show you what I was at 14. Let me give y'all the example. So, this is why she was in control. Okay. So the arrows are feeling. So I want y'all to show. So when I was 14, so I was like you guys. So I was feeling, but guess what? From the feeling, I was emotional because I was connected to the feeling. Even though I wasn't hitting her emotions, I was just getting feeling. You see what I'm saying? That's me. I'm just showing y'all. I at 14, this is what I was doing. This is what y'all are doing now. But I'm just showing y'all. I was feeling things. But what happened was through game. See the emotion. See, let me show you how cold emotion is. Emotion turn a feeling into an emotion. So it's kind of like a vibe. It's like, see, when you're going at, think about white T cells. Think about like white T cells or that help the body out. When you're going after the feeling, the emotion will then, it as a self-protecting thing, it will put you in your fucking feelings, where then you are controlled by the feelings. But here's the thing. She is taught that if you're in your fucking feelings or you're doing things based off your feelings, that she is not going to respect you. She is not going to feeling. She'll marry you. She'll be with you and all this other stuff. But she will not. She's not going to just give herself willingly to you. You got to beg a few dinners, baby, please. You know, it's been a week. It's been a month. Can I just get a little bit? All right, hurry up, get it out of the way. So what's happening is when you guys are going after your fucking feelings, why do you guys think you get anxiety? why you think you get fear and get all these things, because you're trying to attack a feeling that when you're attacking a feeling, the emotion is going to keep, it's a barrier. The barrier of keeping your distance is being emotional. So once you are emotional and in your feelings, she knows what that's like. So that's the turnoff. So that's when she's not like really fucking with you. Okay. Hold on. Let me see right here. Hold on, let me, I'm still breaking this shit down. Let me see. Let me see what he's saying right here. So what you're saying is I'm clear understanding I'm the source of the emotions. Well, wait a second. You're the source of her emotions when you're remember you're feeling. So all of this, like you're pandering, trying to take her out, kissing her ass, telling her she's beautiful, she's special, she's sexy, she's gorgeous. But as I said before, that you guys don't realize, and we talked about it yet last week, and that's why I keep telling you, nobody talks about this shit. What did I tell you before? See, this is how deep game is. Wait a second. See, remember, even the Matrix said it. Remember the Matrix said it. That's what did the Matrix say? Here's the thing about feelings, right? What did he say? He said they're much easier to control than facts. They even told you on the movies this shit. I'm going to show you what he said again. Remember, here's the thing about feelings. They're easier to control. They're much easier to control than facts, okay? So what we're saying is, let me show you guys. Hold on a second. Let me show you. Let me find it. I know I put that bitch. Excuse me, guys. Where did I put it at? Hold on, guys. We got it. Hold on, guys. Let me show you something. Hold on. I'm going to connect some dots here. Hold on a second. So, all right. This is an example.
I can't even do shit right here. And you know that, man. Why are you doing me like this, man? Everything I do is a fucking problem, G. And I'm sitting here telling you I don't have nobody, man. I'm going through a life too, G. All I know is you. And you really trying to hurt my heart, G. You...
As I said, feelings will always trigger emotions, but when you're emotional because of her feelings, the feelings override the emotion. So she's actually in control. But she doesn't... See, you're controlled over this, and if this is the body, the ass, and the titties, this is where the control is, because it is the body, gentlemen, that is making you feel. But through your feelings, you're getting an emotion that is attached to that feeling. But where that emotion is to this emotion is weakness. See, you're not supposed to have the emotion that's attached to the feeling, but your feeling is attached to the body that triggers the emotion, if that makes any sense. If that makes any sense. So, but hold on, let me show you guys. Hold on, give me a second. Where the fuck did I put that shit at? Hold on, guys, we're bringing it down. But, well, here it is. So what I'm asking you, like I asked you the other day, is that, see, what woman are you talking to? See, you're not talking to A, because A would be emotion. You're talking to C and B, which are what? Feeling. Okay, so that means that when you now understand now look, I mean, we're still breaking this down. I got you. We're gonna break this down, but I want y'all to see, understand this. So when does feeling turn into emotion? Remember, connecting dots. This is when feeling turns into emotion. It is at the point of the interaction line. Whenever you are, wait, remember, it starts with how you feel about yourself. But whatever comes out of your fucking mouth is going to set the course of what you're going to be. It is going to set everything in motion that will, for you average guys, this is where you're going. This is why you're friend zone and why you're creepy from that point, because that what you're doing is you're attaching a feeling to the interaction. So if you're attaching, let's get back to this. So if you're attaching a feeling to an interaction, think about this. What do you think tricking doesn't start here with the feeling. Tricking starts with the emotion that makes you think that I got to do something to make her feel. Because see, what you think is, you think if I can get her to feel something, and that means buying something for her so she can feel good about herself, feeling, take her out to dinner so she can feel good or feel sexy, you know, like her post so she can feel, you know, okay, whatever. But it doesn't carry any weight because it's the equivalent of, let me show you what the equivalent is. Peep game. Watch this, guys. The equivalent of you trying to get past those walls is like me taking this ball right here, throwing it against the wall and tumbling the wall. No penetration. No penetration. Because the emotions are like the paper ball trying to hit the wall, right? Trying to hit the feeling. So the paper ball could be a dinner. It could be kissing her ass. It could be putting up her Christmas lights, fixing things. A lot of you guys actually think that if I do these said things that I'm going to make her feel something. And that is right. Don't get it wrong. You're actually going after the feeling. But see, that's what your mind. Now, hold on, ladies. I'm showing the ladies. Let's put the ladies aside, but let's look at you now. See, your mind has you thinking, if I make her feel something, that you're going to get some pussy. So you know what we're going to do? I got a way to make her feel something by, let's go ahead and try. Hey, look, she doesn't have any judgments. She's just a fucking slut. So you know what? She looks easy. So I got an idea. Let's get her back to her place. Let us find a way to get her back to her place tonight because she looks easy. Oh, man, she's a – and look, and what do y'all motherfuckers think is happening? You motherfuckers don't even get to the wall of the feeling because you guys are on the outside of that point because you actually think that you can get a woman who feels at your place or your apartment based off of a feeling, not an emotion. It's a feeling. So the feelings that y'all are trying to get from women is this is where everybody's fucking y'all at because everyone's telling you to be, you know, high value, you know, fab, all this shit they're telling you is keeping you at bay. And then you got to think about it. Women actually think they're in control. But that's where the mind allows them the control. The mind allows them the control of that you're in control of the feeling, which makes her think she's actually in control of her emotions. But it's the one thing she cannot control. It is the one thing she will never fucking have control over until. Now, wait, there's an until. But even in that until, it's still going our way. Because I'm about to show you that. We're getting deep here. But I want y'all to hope y'all understand where I'm coming from. So I had to break that down to show you why. Hey, how you doing? You know, I saw you and what are you up to? And all you're doing is attacking the feeling because your end game is to get the feeling to open up something that she's not going to open up. She's not. Listen, if she opens it up, there's a reason why she's doing it. And even if she opens it up to that person, that feeling, whatever it is always going to go away. And that's why a lot of women, they fuck these guys. They're like, I can't believe I fucked that motherfucker. I mean, he was cute and all, but damn girl, I can't believe I fucked that guy. You see what I'm saying? Okay. Now, this is where we come in at. As I said before, we are not playing by your rules. Remember now when I was 14, as I told you, I was with y'all, okay? I admit that. I tell you, I was a wreck, man. I couldn't eat, all that shit. You know, I'll tell you that, Master Bear. I was all fucked up until I learned that I pointed the arrows, the bullets, the gun, the barrel, the rockets. I was pointing at the wrong thing. And the thing was, it wasn't pointing at the door of the invite, I was pointing at everything except the man in the mirror. See, The problem is that I had is that I was making it about the woman because when I was 14, I mean, that's what I thought. You know, that's why I was all caught up. See, I was the emotion. See, I was all like a little bitch. Now that bitch and shit at 14, right? Because I was caught up. But what I learned was the only way to access this is to access this inside of you. See, the emotion knows that the only way you can get access to this is that you're not going after the feeling. Because see, because the man that makes it about himself is not trying to make her feel anything. Because fuck, and why do you think? And I say this with love to the ladies. Why do you think I always tell you guys? Let me show you the clip I always show you guys. I always tell you this all the time. Where is it at? Why do you think I tell you this all the time? This is not nothing rude about women or anything like that. But why do I always tell you guys all the time, fuck all that shit you feeling? Because everything you're feeling is why you ain't fucking winning and why you're not getting it for free, because you are caught up in the feelings that's attached to your emotion that is holding you back and holding you down. But what I am doing is, for me to win, is I am not necessarily attacking anything. I'm not attacking the body because it'll kick me out. I'm not attacking the feeling because that'll be caught in emotion. All I'm trying to do is position myself to have her see in me what she doesn't see in the average motherfucker. And when she sees something different in me, I then trigger something in her that she opens the fucking front door and says, come right on in. And she doesn't even realize she's doing that. Because remember, the feeling gentleman, okay, she'll see me, okay? Let's say you have a woman that likes somebody that's tall, young, attractive, and has a beautiful body, and he's got to have this, whatever, right? Okay, I'm short, old, and I'm beautiful to myself, but I'm short and old, right? But why am I going to get that pussy? Hey, I'm not even going to get the pussy. She going to give me the pussy. I'm not even, I don't have to do dinners and anything like that. Because you see, the reason why I get in her mind is because I fascinate her because of my separation from all those that are around me. I am fascinating. I am curious. I am, he just doesn't operate the way he operates. And she can smell fear and feelings because she's so used to it. She can smell that off you motherfuckers. Y'all reek thirsty, desperate, needy. I got to get it right now. You don't even, it's like a glow. It's like they recognize you, right? And what I'm saying is what they recognize in you, they don't see in me that kind of, wait a second, well, who the fuck is this guy? But, okay, I'm still in the pile with everybody else. Remember, she doesn't trust me. She's got judgments and all that stuff. Guys, I'm not in yet. But I start the process of, again, positioning. See, all I do is show her what it will be like to be with me versus try to force what it will be like to be with me. See, a lot of you guys are trying to force your way into the pussy. That's why you're trying to make it about the pussy. I don't want to force my – I remember what I learned, 14. See, if I'm down here, I'm going to be like you. I ain't getting shit. But if I'm up here and coming down this way, I have access to everything because the emotion controls it all. How she spends money on me, the nasty shit she will do with me, the put up with me being with other women, the emotion. Okay, listen. See, I'm not attacking the emotion. I mean, the feeling. I'm conquering the emotion. I keep telling you, all I am fucking here to do, I don't want fuck your attraction. I don't give a fuck if you like me. I don't want, because remember, see, look, follow me, guys. We're getting deep. liking you, attracted to you, in love with you, where the fuck do you why do you think I don't want that? You want it because it's out here. It's a feeling. Why do you think she goes in and out, up and down, left and right, and when she forgets about you, she fucking forgets about you because you want her attraction and you want her love and you want her to like you and you want her to whatever the fuck you want her to do because you're fighting something that's not actually there, i.e. makeup, eyeliner is not really her. But everything you're fighting is to get her to do that. Hold on, let me get to this question here. We're still breaking it down. Hold on a second. Let me see what you got here. Is the emotion the same thing as her core? No. No, but that's what I'm saying. Wait a second. Wait. Let me show you something. Oh, no, that's a great question. Look at this. Peak game. Let me see how deep this is. All right, so we're going to put that there. We'll put that there. And put this there. And we'll put that there. Right there. And right there. And all right, let's do it like that. Let's put that there. Okay, so this is we'll call this this is the surface. All right, so here we go. Excuse my thing. All right, here we go. I had to do it in my head first. Okay, so let's look at it. Okay, so this is the surface. Surface is feeling. Emotion is going to get you the pussy. But emotion – oh, wait, excuse me. I forgot to add something. There we go. Emotion plus getting at the core gives you the addiction and being a habit. Means the pussy will all – guys, listen. They will say, I swear to you guys, I don't care if I'm married. I don't care if I'm living with somebody. I don't care if I'm another state, a city, another planet. Whenever you want this pussy, it will always be yours because there's nobody that will make me feel the way you do. All right? Let me show y'all something. All right? Let me show y'all something. Okay? So while we're making our way towards the core, all right, wait a second. Let me show y'all something. Here's how I'm this is, guys, I ain't shit for showing y'all. I shouldn't be showing y'all this shit. While we're making our way from the emotion to the core, what do you think these little circles represent? Sexoween, Easter game, Valentine's Day. Hold on. I can put add so many circles to this shit to show you that I'm hitting her in so many different ways. Let's see here. This one could be land, sea, and air. This can be the wine. This can be the wine above the bed. This could be the way that I make her wash her body in the shower. The emotion is used to the okay, hold on a second. Let me get back to it. Wait, show y'all. Wait, sorry guys, I'm just flipping. Just follow me. Excuse me. I'm just flipping shit. So, all right. So, the feeling is used to begging, bartering, trying to prove itself. Right. So, if the feeling is used to begging and bartering and trying to prove itself, then only thing it is doing is it's going left and right. It's not moving her. It's not moving the pendulum to really conquer the thing that she doesn't even realize that is in control of her. Because this is where the mighty battle begins. This is where the battle begins. Rogue Nerd, let's see what's up. Shout out to all you. This is where the battle begins, okay? I know, I do need a whiteboard. I will get a whiteboard. You're right. I will get a whiteboard. You're right. I need to get a whiteboard, but listen to me. So if the average guy, if the average guy is doing average things, he's going to get average results. meaning the women are used to average results. What do you do for a living? Guys that send one-word text messages. Guys that are not, they're not doing anything to show her that she is more than what she actually is, because right now she thinks she, remember, she thinks she's free. Remember, warden or prisoner, she thinks she's actually free, but the emotion is always in control of the feeling, but she thinks, remember guys, recap, she thinks the feeling is actually the emotion, and that's why she thinks she's in control, actually in control of herself. Because let me tell you something, ain't nobody been hitting that motherfucking emotion like most of y'all don't hit the bottom, okay? Y'all say, y'all ain't even hitting the bottom. But what I'm saying is that the reason we separate ourselves is because we are not attacking the feeling. I am not trying to prove myself to you. I am not trying to kiss your ass. I'm not trying to take you out to prove that, you know, I'm a baller, I'm a shot caller, you know, let's get this lobster and the shrimps and all that other stuff. Hold on, let me answer this question right here as we continue on in a second. So the female core is the need. Because No. The need is the emotion. No. Remember, no. Wait, let me get the paper. God damn it. You're right. I do need the board, but hold on. God damn it. Ah, here we go. I'm sorry. No. The emotion, okay, is the need. This is the want. You remember? Hold on. Hold on, guys. Let me connect the next dot that I've been telling y'all that y'all don't even know. I'll use it right here. So let me – oh, my God. Y'all going to laugh at me. Y'all going to laugh at me when I show you this shit, but don't worry. I know y'all judging me. All right, so don't you fucking judge me. I can't draw. There's one thing I can't do. So let me show y'all something. Let's say that there. All right, so this is a C. All right, so that's the C. All right, so remember what I told you guys, okay? Now, I'm connecting the dot, E-Dog. It's a great question. Now, listen to what I'm saying, because all of this is connecting. All this shit should be connecting that I'm showing you guys. You remember Mickey Mouse? Hey, look, now, wait. Hold on. Look, I told you I couldn't draw. So don't you fucking judge me, motherfuckers. Okay. Y'all remember Mickey Mouse, all right? What did I tell you Mickey did for us? When she was a little girl, Mickey planted two seeds, one above ground and one below ground. See, now y'all that fuck y'all. Wait, hold on, man. Hold on. Look. I told you I can't draw. But just follow me, okay? It is a fucked up ass Mickey. But y'all know what I'm talking about. So, look, okay. Remember I told you Mickey Mouse created what's happening now. Remember, Mickey put two seeds in her. There was one seed above ground, and then there was another seed below ground. Remember, the first seed was attached to the feeling, which was the want, the happily ever after. I want the knight in shining armor. I want the guy to open the door for me, take off his jacket. You know, I want the want. But what did I tell you the other seed that he planted? He set us up by planting the seed of the need that's going to connect to the emotion that will drive to the core. Remember, Walt Disney had, remember I told you this before, Walt Disney had two characters. See, everybody, see, the, when she's a little girl, oh my God, it's the knight in shining armor. And I know, look. Y'all are real fucking hurtful. I'm trying to teach y'all something. Now look, listen, assholes. Now look, as I'm saying before, that's my bad Mickey Mouse. All right, fuck that, okay? So anyway, so when she was a little girl, the seed of the want that connected to the feeling was in the good guy, the knight in shining armor, the nice guy, the caring guy, the guy that she perceived was the fantasy, okay? The fantasy got connected to the feeling of I want. I want a guy that's this tall. I want a guy that has muscles. I want a guy, whatever her one is, okay? But we know that there was a second seed. But this seed is subconsciously living in the neighborhood. Matter of fact, the next door neighbor of emotion. The next door neighbor of emotion. Wait, but now follow me on this. Now we're getting deep here because I'm showing you why we don't have to like beg for the pussy like y'all motherfuckers got to do. I'm showing y'all because this is why they want to fuck us. And well, excuse me, not want, need to fuck us. Okay, so if we're looking at Disney, okay, remember the nice guy. He's nice, caring, thoughtful. You know that. Well, hey. Where do you think the nice guy comes from? This. Because that's what, okay, when she was a little girl, that's what she wanted. But when she's getting this as an older adult, that's why you're a friend. Oh, you're sweet, you're kind, you're loving, you're thoughtful, you're understanding. You validate my needs. I can just talk to you and I just feel like, oh my God, you're like a brother to me. Oh my God, you're the best friend I ever had. And oh, you're so sweet. You're so kind because you have access to seed to make her feel that way. See, she's feeling. She's feeling like, oh my God, you're so nice. Oh, you know, you just listen to me and you validate me. And I just, oh my God, I just can't lose a guy like you. You know, and y'all motherfuckers like, damn, how the fuck did I get in the friend zone? Disney planted the second seed. The second seed is the fucking evil bad guy. But it's not the evil bad guy that's the planted seed. It's the mindset of the evil, bad person that's planted there. Because remember, she's indoctrinated. She's getting indoctrinated by two different people. When she's see, y'all don't understand. Y'all know Disney, like, does a lot of subliminal shit. But I don't want to get too deep. But I'm going to get too deep. But I'm saying that subliminal, what they do is they got them to create what they think is the perfect guy that they want. And that's why they want guys to do things. I.e., he's got to take me out to dinner. You know, he's got to take me out to a nice restaurant and all that. You know, I mean, I'm the Pisa, all that stupid shit, right? So follow game here. So what I'm saying is that not the bad guy, but the mindset of the bad guy was that bad guy had vision. He saw the big picture, focused on results, got shit, acted decisively. He was a fucking asshole. He did what he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. And he was like, fuck everybody else. You get out of my fucking way. This is what I am. Clear, concise, and transparent. All about themselves. They lived in their world, in their universe, and they did things their way. Right? Now, the way Disney does it, like romance novels and shit on TV, they've got to give you a happily ever ending because even though they're planting this and they don't want this to win because this connects to that. See, marketers, sorry, let's get to marketers and advertising. See, marketers and advertisers never market to the emotion. You can't market to something that you can't control. Remember, all the advertising y'all see on TV and all that shit? No. They market to the feeling. Remember, the game is deeper. Guys, I'm trying to show you before I show you how we win. I'm trying to show you that. Remember I told you there are levels to this. There are secret societies. There are things moving all around you that you don't even understand. But see, I'm trying to show you something that you never knew. Remember the things you know, the things you don't know. Then there's things you don't even know that you don't even know. But see, the woman doesn't even know that. Guess what? The marketers and advertisers are marketing to a feeling. Which makes the woman think that it's actually an emotion, but it's actually she's marketing to a feeling based off of all this, based off of this motherfucker, right? Motherfuckers that have control, not just Mickey, but you know what I'm talking about. But anyway, so what happens is this is planted subconsciously. but it never gets water in sunlight because everybody is above ground. Y'all see what I'm saying? Everybody is above ground. And when you're above ground, you can't water this. You got to get here to be able to access this. Because listen, this is the trick of all of it. The emotion is in control until the seed unlocks. See, there's a super seed. See, you ever heard of it like there's gods of gods and kings of kings and type thing, emperors of emperors and ones of ones, right? You know, there's always something above something else. The emotion is an emotion, but attached to this, it becomes another greater emotion that then unlocks a core. But we're not going to get to that part right there. What I'm saying is, while y'all guys are up here trying to take her out to dinner, trying to impress her and all this other stuff, why the fuck do you guys think that I fucking position myself? Because I don't have to beg her to invite me in. I will intrigue her enough, all that on the side right there, I will intrigue her enough to let me come in. Because how many of you motherfuckers have wine above your bed? How many of you motherfuckers have the shower lights? How many of you motherfuckers got the nude paintings on the wall? How many of you motherfuckers text her land, air, sea, and space? How many of you motherfuckers make her go in the shower and do things? How many of you motherfuckers make her smile, laugh, blah? See, y'all don't do that. Because y'all not supposed to know that shit. You're supposed to keep doing what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Because what y'all don't understand is, see, there are people out there that don't want you to know this information because they're eating off of you. They know that you will never have the caliber or strength to go below the surface to hit the need. You will always hit her once. And her wants will always be tied to her feelings. So she will want you today and want to get rid of you tomorrow. She may want to sleep with you today, but then she will want to get rid of you tomorrow. Does that make any sense? Guys, follow what I'm saying. Does it make any sense? So what happens is that I'm not trying to be different. I'm just being me. And being me is my own style, one way, one thought, one mind. And those like me, one way, one thought, one mind. So we're not playing by your rules or the rules set above ground. Remember, society has a ground. Remember, all the rules are set to the wants. And remember, the advertisers. Remember, everybody's going to get paid. Y'all not looking at a big thing. This is why I always have told you since the late 90s that the reason why those that are above all of us allow us to rummage, pillage, not rape, but to fuck, is because we're not disrupting this and we aren't fucking with this. See, we need people to buy the flowers, the dinners, the drinks, the bending over backwards, kissing her ass and paying her rent. Because it keeps society, see, the economy has to keep moving. When the economy, when something fucks with the economy, whatever fucks with the economy, it goes away. It gets gone. Yeah, I mean. So we don't fuck with the economy, but we got to pay tax to it. See, we even if we're there, we still got to pay tax to this. But who pays the taxes? You do. But we don't force you to pay the tax. Your emotion pays our taxes because you're the one buying the dinners and the drinks and stuff. You're the one buying stuff for us. You don't even know you're buying shit for us. But they won't tell you that shit. Ladies, I won't give all that shit away. I won't give all that away. But what I'm saying is that because we are operating on a different level, and because our mindset and how we operate, we're selfishly selfish. We are exactly what she has been watching all of her life. Not the evil person, but she knows the mindset. But it's a weird thing because when she's young, you know, the good guy is good and the bad guy is evil. But as she matures, excuse me, hold on a second. Excuse me, but as she matures it flips. The good guy becomes a nice guy. The evil guy becomes a bad boy, an asshole, cocky, conceited, arrogant. Who the fuck does this egotistical person do? And guess where she's talking from? She's talking from the emotion. She's not talking from the feeling. See, the feeling allows a woman to cut you guys off. Why do you think a woman can like you, be interested in you, date you, and then get rid of you and don't even think about you? Hey, keep shit pushing. Hey, got like, hey, ladies, like a fucking man. Just keep that shit eyes forward. And y'all guys are like, hello, is it me you're looking for? Like, you like, damn, I miss her. I wonder if she's thinking about me. She ain't even thinking about you. She like, you know, when she first met, oh, my God, he's so cute. Oh, my God, look at his butt. Oh, my God, like the muscle. Ooh, he look like he's packing down there. Ooh. And then you open your mouth, like, well, at least he got some dick. And then she's like, damn, 3 minutes? Ugh. And then she's like, I got to get rid of this guy. I'm just not even feeling him anymore. Oh, my God, he's getting on my nerves. He's bothering me. Oh, my God, why does he keep texting? You see, in the beginning, remember what she's feeling? Oh, she can't wait to hear from you. Oh, she loves talking to you. Oh, my gosh, she loves. But then when you get on her fucking nerves, dismiss. Guys, they will fucking dismiss you. And the only time they think about you is if you try to get back in contact with them. Or they see a weird motherfucker doing something weird. They'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember this other guy used to. Because it's the feeling, right? Which, see, let me tell you about the emotion. This is where it's at. Now I've got, I'm not attacking the emotion. I'm attacking that seed that's going to unlock, because once that seed connects with that, then I'm in control. So here we go. He's short. You know, he's such a fucking asshole. I mean, who does he think he is? He thinks he's God's gift to women. I mean, he doesn't look even good. He all old and shit, right? Okay. She doesn't even realize that I'm in her mind already. Listen, gentlemen, there are two types of women that talk about you. There are those that talk about you when they're feeling you, and when they say that you're weird and creepy. See, she never uses the word weird and creepy with me. She'll call me all kinds of things, but she'll never say weird and creepy. See, that's the separation. Think about this for a second. When they start talking about you, it's either nice, sweet, kind, loving, thoughtful, wonderful guy. He's just, oh, my God, he's the best guy, and any woman would be just happy to be with a guy like that. Or he's creepy, he's a loser, something. She might talk shit about me, but I'm never creepy, and I'm never a loser. I'm an asshole. I'm short. Who do I think I am? Do you think he's God's gift to women? How fucking dare? Can you believe it? This motherfucker has a painting of himself. Who the fuck? And what I was telling you, remember I talked from the subconscious? See, remember I told you guys that you're not going to see when you evolve first. Remember? It's everybody else around you is going to notice that. They're going to be like, well, damn, is it a new haircut? Is it a new hairstyle? There's just something different about you, right? It's the same thing about them. Because if it's them talking to themselves or it's them talking to somebody else, it's the person they're talking to is going to actually notice that you're – why are you talking? If you don't like that motherfucker, because remember, if she doesn't like you and she's not interested in you, doesn't she just cut you off and keep it moving? Doesn't she cut you off and keep moving forward? So then why is she still talking about that motherfucker? Oh, man, he's such a dick. I mean, I can't believe him. He's got some fucking nerve. I should give him a piece of my motherfucking mind thinking he guys get to win. Who the fuck does he think? I'm already in. I'm not in until she's ready to submit. See, this is where the battle starts. The battle is what I would say body over mind, or surface versus lower. So it's feeling versus emotion. I don't even like him. I don't know. He's just not my type. I would just never. I wonder what he's doing right now. Where the fuck did that come from? Even if she doesn't want you guys and you're not her type, the emotion will always win. It always. Listen, it is the one fucking thing she can't fight, and eventually she will succumb to. How do we know that? Because what do they tell you about the romantic novels? They even reinforce it for us. Thank you. Thank you, romance novels. Because what do they show in the romance novels? Asshole comes into town. Woman walks up and they bump into each other and they don't get along. And she can't stand him. She hates him. She can't da-da-da-da-da. And then all of a sudden they end up fucking. Yeah, I mean. Or there is the woman that's shy and closed off. Because on the surface, there's no one there to unlock her. And then, as in the 50 Shades of Grey, she runs into a motherfucker that unlocks her. See, gentlemen, the addiction is when she realizes that she is actually more than what the fuck. Instead of going right and left, what happens when she takes a step forward? But she's taking that step forward because the trust that she has in you that allow you to allow her to let herself go without judgment and be something different. What I'm saying is this is why we don't pay for it. This is why we don't pay for it. Because every interaction, well, not every interaction, but almost every interaction, we are leaving our mark, not on her feelings, but we're marking the fuck up the emotion. We're marking the emotion. And why do you think I always show you this? Because this is the head scratcher. This is where we're going. This is step one. When we listen, step one is when they start to question themselves on why they are thinking what the fuck they're thinking. It's just not my time. Why am I thinking about them? Why am I grabbing my phone? Oh, my phone. Wait, guys, here's some reinforcements. Her phone will buzz or blink or click or, you know, you lazy, whatever. And it's a text message. Not her feeling, but her emotion is hoping subconsciously that it's the asshole and not the boring motherfucker from the surface. And the more, wait, guys, listen to me. Why do you think the attack or the conquer is so beautiful? Because of the voicemail. See, you average surf dwellers, y'all just, hey, Susie, how you doing? One word. Hi, what's going on? Oh, I'm okay. Hey, what are you up to? What's going on? I'm guessing because I don't know what the fuck y'all do. But what did I keep telling you? I'm the one that pays attention. I'm the one, remember, it's not what I am when I'm around her. It's what I am when I'm not around. See, you motherfuckers from the surface, y'all don't listen. You don't even pay attention. You don't even take into account when she's having a bad day. Maybe she's upset. Maybe she's feeling a certain kind of way. Maybe she ate something that made her upset her stomach or made her sick, or she had to lay down, or maybe she had a headache or something. See, you motherfuckers, y'all like, because y'all, listen, you want pussy so bad, you're going to try to get it any means necessary, but your focus is on the pussy. You're not focused on the sex, because the sex is connected to the emotion. But you see, I, the conqueror, am listening all the time. Hey, all right, I'll give you an example. She's like, well, you know what? I've been on my feet all day. You know, it's been a long day and I've just been on my feet. And I'm like, I'm like, Scribe, hey, lock this down, big dog. Notice the tone in her voice. Notice how she's talking. Scribe, write all that shit down. Now, look, we're going to take that shit to the studio in a second. I'm not done. We're going to take that shit to the studio. Oh, I'm pointing at the wrong guy. Scribe, I'm talking about dog right here. So, Scribe, listen, when she's not feeling good, take that down. When she's got a headache, take that down. Hey, Scribe, even take down the fact that she never even talks about relaxing. She never even talks about foot massages, leg rubs, or, you know, soaking in the tub. Scribe, write all that shit down. Just write it all down, because we're gonna have a meeting. We're gonna have a meeting because we're gonna get to our warrior. All right, now let me show y'all this shit. Now, guys, this is not deception. We're gonna get to him in a second. Hold on a second. This is not deception. This is not manipulation. All this, because let me show y'all something. See what y'all motherfuckers do. Y'all motherfuckers come to her and y'all, well, baby, I got that dick. And yeah, girl, I can fucking beat that pussy up. And yeah, girl, you don't want to mess with a guy like me. You're going to be soaking in that tub. And yeah, baby, I got this and I got that. And then when she peels your fucking ass back, all she sees is a little scrawny motherfucker pushing fucking buttons. But you know what? I'm not trying to push buttons. All I'm saying is I'm sitting down and I'm just taking an account. I'm going into the film room and I'm laying it down. And all I'm doing is I'm going to get my motherfucking studio at the, hey, let me tell you, it's going to be at the seat at my table. We're going to get this shit right. After I look at the film room, that's the listening room, I'm just noticing things. I don't know her, but I'm just noticing things. Film room, okay? I'm just noticing things. But at my table, oh no, the studio's gonna be there, the guide is gonna be there, my warrior, culinary school, imagination, my motherfucking senate's gonna be there, the amusement park, marketing team, and my drug lab is gonna be at that motherfucking table. Because it is at that table, gentlemen, that all I'm gonna do is say, okay, I know she has not reached her core. I know that. But the question is how do I want to do this? How many smiles, blushes, things? What do I want? I mean, the choice is mine, gentlemen. This is why I keep telling you. The choice is mine, what I want to do, because I'm going to, once I get her there, it's me. I'm in control. I'm in control of what is actually controlling her. But see, now listen to me. Now, this is where y'all guys like dark side motherfuckers to light. I'm not trying to take advantage of it, because I know some of you motherfuckers, my students, they don't give a fuck. But I'm just saying, I'm not going to take advantage of it, because, again, I want her to bring that shit to me. That's the picture. That's the end. And that's where the fuck I'm going to go. And that's where I'm trying to show you how to get there without trying to fuck her. You can fuck her without actually fucking her by allowing her to see something in you that she doesn't see in anybody else. Where our advantage is, for all my dogs out there, and I got you one second, for God, I got you. Where our advantage is, remember, our greatest advantage is every motherfucker in her past, every motherfucker she's talking to right now, and every motherfucker she's going to talk to after us. That will always be our advantage, because they are the same cookie cutter. They are going to be the ones to bring her back to us. Why do you think we leave a candle in the window? Because when she thinks she's gone, she's not actually gone. It's just a feeling of thinking that she is gone. It is a feeling that she thinks she's in control. But actually, the pussy is always going to be ours. The pussy is always going to be ours. Hold on a second. I remember your past, you spoke about the emotions and actually being the emotion. Exactly, being the emotion. That's what the fuck I'm talking about. And that's what y'all got. I know a lot of y'all are not seeing what I'm trying to show you, but I'm trying to show you the beauty in the game. See, sex isn't the dinner, not to the emotion. Sex is not proving yourself, not to the emotion. Sex is not trying to be what she wants you to be. That's all for the feeling. The emotion is when, guess what? When she's not feeling good. That's where the sex and that's where the emotion is, because while you motherfuckers run away from, because you're like, well, if she ain't feeling good, she ain't going to suck my dick. She ain't give me no pussy, man. Fuck that bitch. I just talk to her when she feel better. See, you run away from that. I run towards it because what I want to do is I want to make sure that I know her well enough to be able to see things in her and recognize things with her without her having to ask and not try to solve. See, I don't solve. See, we don't try to fix and we don't try to solve. All we do is position. And all I'm doing is positioning her to press and unlock me. Oh, wait, excuse me. The position is, right? This is the position. Whenever she presses play unknowingly, she is inviting me deeper here because I'm not you. You don't do this. You don't use your ways of communication. You are a one-trick pony. I'm just going to text her. I don't know what to say. I'll just text her, and I'll text her, and y'all are doing that, right? But guess what? I am not trying to be like you. I'm only being me. But I'm also drawing her into seeing what it is like. Remember I told you guys the mall analogy. When you guys go to the mall or go to the food court, you guys don't understand the game that is being played on you by the restaurants. See, the restaurant companies, the bourbon chicken place, the Chinese, the Japanese place, the Taco Bell, the Chick-fil-A, and all those other fuckers, they always got one motherfucker right outside that fucking thing. Hi, ma'am, sir, would you like the sample? Hey, would you like a sample? Would you like a sample? Because they know if you like that motherfucking sample, not only will you get your ass in line, but you will also get your ass in line again when you go to the mall. Matter of fact, when you are thinking about going to the mall, you already know, I got to get some of that bourbon chicken. Or I got to go, oh, yeah, I got to get some of that Japanese food. Oh, my God, I got to get whatever they got you hooked on. You are already hooked on it. So, gentlemen, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying I'm not trying to impress her. I'm making an impression. See, you can impress from the surface. I'm only making an impression because the impression that she's getting is, who the fuck does this? Who does this? Who does this? Who? Ready? Let me tell you what they will do. And they don't even realize they're doing it. Oh, my God. Hey, girl, come here. Listen to this. So what she doesn't even realize, let me show you how deep it is. She's passing my virus around, my COVID-69. I call it 69. But what I'm saying is let me show you how deep it is. She is passing my virus to the next woman. Because remember, the next woman is jealous of her because her man ain't doing the shit I'm doing. And I'm not even her man yet. So what she's going to do is she's going to try to – sometimes they're going to try to tap in some information to get from her. And this is where – guys, this is where you get some side pussy. This is where that side pussy comes from, the left side. Like you guys might be at the gym and a motherfucker just roll up on you and you don't even know who the fuck she is. You don't realize – for all my man mindset guys, I always tell you guys, you never know. Sometimes they're going to accidentally or purposely bump into you and act like a damsel in distress or something, or create a conversation because they already know what you are, because what they do to the woman unannounced, she doesn't know. Let me show you game above game why all this is happening. I send her the voice message. It's totally different. She loves it. I mean, all she's doing is pressing play and just like, he doesn't even look. She thinks she's slick. He doesn't even know I'm listening to her shit. And that's what I'm saying. She has no idea. I don't know why she's listening. But guess what? Because it's different. What do women normally like to do to other women? Outdo other women. So if her man did this and her man did that, fuck you bitches, did your man do this? Damn, my man never did that before. Hey, girl, how you made out? Wait, oh, there's nobody. I really don't like him. He's just not my type. He's not my type. Shit, girl. All right, well, shit, where'd you meet him? Oh, I met him either on Instagram, Facebook. You know, he's on my – oh, damn, girl, damn. Damn. Oh, he must be like a Roger. Oh, no, his name is Steve. Oh, damn. Steve, it sounds like a Steve on the phone. Oh, okay. Mental note, Steve. You don't think that motherfucking woman's going to go on Facebook, go to her friend section, and type in the word S or go through the alphabet or try to find the last name and go through the alphabet and try to find – they will try to find you. And when that – no, guys, I'm going to sidebar. Give me a second. We're going sidebar for a second. But they will find you. And then they will – listen. They will go on your page, and let me tell you, it's the craziest thing. They will go on your page, and they will look through all your shit. And you know it's someone new when they start liking your photos and all that shit. And you know, like, who the fuck is that? But they just kind of throwing little scud missiles your way and stuff. But they pay attention to what you're doing, and they find out information from the woman that unbeknownst, because some women do this shit. Oh, what does he do for a living? Oh, he did. Oh, he just work out, or you know what? Or you know what does he do on Saturdays? Oh, he plays basketball at the gym or wherever he's at. You don't think that motherfucking woman is going to turn around and go that way? And let me tell you how cold some women are. Some women are cold enough to say, "Hey, girl, hey, it's 4th of July. We have a 4th of July pool party, a picnic, bar mitzvah, whatever the fuck. Hey, you know what? I got an idea. Why don't you invite that little asshole you always talking about?" Why don't you invite that asshole you're talking about? Because you know what? I want to give him a piece of my mind. I'm going to tell him how much of a dick he is. And she like, okay. And she don't even know that woman is already fucked. So, guys, I'm showing you how deep we go. We don't just hit her. We hit everybody she passes our virus to, but she can't help but to pass the virus because she's never met a motherfucker to do – dog. I tell you guys, okay, remember I tell you wine above the bed. All right, follow me, wine above the bed. So I want y'all guys to think about this for a second. Wine above the bed. So like, you know, you could be in your bed, right? You're laying on your back in your bed. Now you know you got your pillows behind you, right? So you got you're talking to this, right? And then you're coming up this way while you're talking to her. She knows you're on your bed, but angled is the wine. That ready, guys, when you're advanced, it's not just the wine. You got the two photos I keep telling you, the two paintings, the two nude paintings above you. Or if you're in the goddamn kitchen and you in the kitchen and you zoom that thing to that painting of that body painting that I showed you. I'll show y'all. Thank you, 171 likes. Thank you. I appreciate y'all. But I'm continuing this. I'm showing y'all game, but let me show you what I'm talking about, because a lot of y'all are like, wait, what paintings are you talking about, Stephen? Stephen, what paintings are you talking about? So what I'm saying is when you have, I'm showing you the wine above your bed. Now remember, these are the players of the game. You got the wine above your bed, you have the paintings, you have the easel, and you have the colored lights. All of these are the players of the game that's going to change the game. And guys, even this right here, how many guys, I keep telling you guys, when you go on Facebook and those dating chat things, all you got to do is this. I tell you, you could take this from me because y'all got – I show you how to cook this anyway. All you got to do is go on any of those dating websites that, you know, on Facebook or whatever, or those groups, and say, ladies, what if I took this and had you come over and I created this for you? What would you do? It's already over because you're already changing up the game by showing them that you have creativity in depth, because who the fuck will take a roll of grand cinnamon rolls and create this dish? We do, because we have depth. Remember, this has got to be in your kitchen as well. Remember the croissant French toast, the cut up of the fruit, and a little dabble of a motherfucking yogurt with fresh squeezed orange juice. Dog, we got everything. We setting you up. You're set up, right? So if I'm laying in my bed, And I rise up, and she sees the wine above my bed, but she also sees what is next to my bed, which will be, wait, am I on the right thing? Shit. Okay, hold on a second. I think it might be the next one. Excuse me. I'm sorry. Give me a second, guys. I'm trying to show y'all game. You got to understand, I'm old. Give me a second. Wrong one, but let me see if I find that shit. Hold on. Let me see if I find that shit. Oh, where did I put you at, girl? Hold on. And Tyler, I got you 1 second. We'll take a break to break that down, Tyler. Give me a second. I just want to make sure that I show everybody what I'm talking about. Here we go. So if you have that wine above your bed and you have a painting like this on one side and you have a painting like that on the other side, you're already drawing her in. It's like you remember, for all you guys that used to watch the Thundercats, and you had Lion-O that had the Sword of Omens. Where's my Negan bat? Hold on. I'll use my Negan bat. You remember he used to go, Lion-O used to grab the sword, and he'd be like, Sword of Omens, give me sight beyond sight, right? You remember that shit? Well, what I'm saying what women do is they're going to be intrigued by the video. A video alone, you stop right there. But after they get done with the video, they're always going to look behind you to see where the arrangement, how your house is, how everything is set up. And that's where we're going to do the double. We're going to hit them twice over. But I'm saying, so let's say we're in the kitchen. So we're in the kitchen, and I'm going live, and I'm in the kitchen. No, no, I'm saying I'm in the kitchen, and you know what? And you know what? It's the morning and everything, and I just grab my motherfucking phone. I'm like, hey, how you doing, beautiful? I hope you have a very nice day, and when you get a chance, just hit me up later, okay? I look forward to hearing from you soon. That's all I'm saying, right? But what you don't see is that why I'm saying this shit. What the fuck do you think is behind me? wait, what do you think is behind me? So number one, when she wakes up in the morning, she's going to wake up. Remember, they don't wake up to us. They don't wake up to guys sending them messages. Think about this. If you're the first guy that will send her a video message, not trying to fuck or anything like that, you just send her the video message. You don't think some of these women ain't going to take, just like some of you motherfuckers take someone's ass picture and show your boys, they will show this shit to some women unknowingly because it's so amazing. It's so wow that, look at this. Who does this? Virus already to them, right? That goes there. But when she sees the painting, she is going to, that's the draw in, the painting. But what if, guys, let's show you this one. What if, you know, where she's sending photos and all that other stuff, and she's taking a shower, right? You know, she feel comfortable enough, and she's like, you know, I'm about to take a shower. And, hey, take a photo. Let me see you in the shower. Now, listen, wait, guys. Did not say her body, just her face. Just take a photo on you in the shower. I just want to see you in the shower. You train them enough. What do you think they're going to say when you're telling them, I'm about to take a shower? Take a photo. Okay. Well, let me see which one I'll use. I want to use blue, green, red. Red, I'll say that for Halloween because I don't want to think I'm like crazy. I'll use what color do I want to use? So here you go. Shower, position, take picture, shower wet, right? First thing they think is got to be a fucking app, because who the fuck? Remember, everybody before them doesn't have the different color shower lights. Everybody doing them does not have the color shower lights, and everybody after them will not have this shit. So it's so amazing because, remember, she's never seen it before, so she's gonna ask about it. And when she's asking about it, then we're talking about sex at that point, because this is something I have when I have a woman over my place. I mean, if you were that woman, you're over my place, wouldn't it be cool if I took your clothes off, had the lights out, or, you know, and or I could go that route, or I can tell her, I can go that route and give her a sample of what it will be like to be with me by using the towel, the lights and things. See, I got so many routes. I'm leading her exactly where I want her to go. Right. And just like the wine above the bed. Why do you have wine above the bed? Because you know what? If I had a woman over at my place, you know, and I'm kissing her and I'm touching her body and doing this and doing that, breaking some shit down to her. Why would I want to stop what we're doing to go into the kitchen to, or in the kitchen to go get some wine where I can have access to right there, which is going to make her think, well, goddamn, how many fucking women has this guy been fucking? Because only a motherfucker with experience is going to be outside of the box. He's going to always be outside of the box. He's not playing by the rules of the average guy. The average guy ain't got that shit above his bed. None of them motherfuckers do, right? So, but then bringing her into the said story of, well, if you were at my place and I was kissing on your body and turning you on, would you want me to get up and stop those things? And guess what? She's saying no. But then what I will reinforce is what? Well, then if I'm pouring the wine, I just need to know, does the wine taste different on your body than it does the glass? Or does it taste better off of your lips than it does the glass? So I'm already dropping seeds on top of the seeds that I have that's in hitting the emotion. I'm not hitting. Remember, I'm not trying to impress. Impress is the feeling y'all do. I am laying an impression. I'm layering on that emotion. I'm impressing because she's trying to figure out who the fuck is this asshole. He's not my type. He's short and he doesn't have the body I like, but I can't get him off my mind. Oh my God, what's that? A tingle? Gentlemen, one thing y'all forget is you don't think the emotion is attached to that tingle. You don't think the emotion is attached to her beginning to lubricate herself? Why do you think when women are masturbating, they lubricate faster because they turn themselves on because the emotion already knows what she likes? So it's an easy flip that switch and she becomes wet. She starts to get wet down there. But getting wet down there is more confusion because it's her emotion telling her, this is the deal. You ain't got no choice. We're going to fuck this guy. We're going. And listen, let me say this again, guys. We're going to fuck that guy. Whether you like it or not, I will eventually convince you that he is the guy that we're going to give that pussy to, and he doesn't have to do a goddamn. Listen to what I'm saying. Remember, she's stuck on a feeling. Emotions override feeling. So when emotions say we're going to fuck, there's going to be some fucking. Hold on, Tyler. Let me see what you got, Tyler. Tyler, you sent me something. Let me check on Tyler. Guys, y'all got a question. Oh, wait, the lines are down, but we can still answer questions. We're still chopping up and breaking down game. Because I want to show y'all game, because the depth and where we're taking this is a place that women don't even understand this shit. And what I'm saying to you guys, this is why we are the bad motherfuckers, because I'm showing you a new perspective of looking at things. And hopefully, I don't know if it will, hopefully you'll stop doing that silly shit by trying to get her over to your place overnight and seeing there's a bigger ball game in this. When you hit those motherfucking emotions, wait, hold on, let me see what Tyler's talking about. Give me a second. Tyler sent me a thing. Hold on, let me see what Tyler's talking about. Hold on, Tyler. Let's see what you got here. Tyler, did you email it or text it to me? Let me see here. Oh, man. I got in trouble with Facebook. Oh, man, they got me for 7 days. Facebook got me for 7 days. I'm in trouble on Facebook for 7 days because I posted that. I didn't even say anything mean. All right, so I'm out of Facebook for 7 days. All right, so let me get back to Tyler. Hold on. Oh, man, I was always good. All right, Tyler, let me see what you got. All right, Tyler, let me open this shit up and see what you got so we can download it for tomorrow. Tyler, what do you give? You already gave me this. What the fuck are you asking? You already sent me something. Wait, did I miss something? Oh, I got something new. I'm sorry, Tyler. Oh, we're going to show them. Oh, yes. All right. Okay, guys, everybody that's listening, I got you, Tyler. Everybody's listening. Hey, and the super chat. Hey, yo, E-Dog, thank you, brother. I appreciate you, man. Appreciate the love, man. Guys, hey, listen to me. Gentlemen, now, wait, before I show them this, I got to let them know, and I got to let them understand what they're about to. Gentlemen, if you want to know what I'm about to show you is when you pass the feeling and connect to the emotion. Because a lot of you guys don't see, or you can't see it, but again, my student, my student that follows his motherfucking sensei does it correctly, and this is why, and I want to show y'all. I'm about to, guys, give me a second. I got to download it, and I'm going to post it. Hold on, give me 2 seconds. So I'm going to download it. I'm going to download it because all she's doing is talking. Jesus Christ. Guys, I'm going to show you. Gentlemen, women do not talk this way to average guys. I'm just trying to show you. Hold on. Y'all got to see it for yourself. Hold on. I'm just downloading them all right now because I got to play. We got to show them all these. You got to show them all these, Tyler. Oh, my God. We got to. Gentlemen, I'm going to show you what it's like because I don't think y'all understand what it's like. Hold on. Let me see if I got the right one. Damn. Oh. Tyler, I have any. I'm not even going to show them that body. Damn, Tyler, that's a nice, that's a thick one too. Damn, T. Hold on a second. Let me get the right pictures. Let me see something. Hold on a second. Let's see here. I got that one. I got that one. All right, guys. I'm downloading all three of these. We'll go over these because what I want you guys to see, because I know I'm doing a lot of talking. But what is important for me is for you guys to actually see what it's like, why we don't have to buy shit and why the pussy is ours before we even have to do shit. Let me go ahead, Todd. I'm going to download these. This is fucking shit. This is beautiful. This is beautiful. Jesus Christ. Fuck. Guys, I want y'all to see this shit. Hold on, guys. I gotta put it all together. I got it. Let me grab the first one. All right, that's number one. Okay, that's number one. All right, that's perfect. I just got to blow it up because, you know, I don't want to wear my fucking cake-ass glasses to read all this shit. Okay, so that's message number one. Then I'm going to show you message number two. All right, y'all will see that is number two because I'm going to show you part of number one to make sure y'all see that it is that. And we're going to go over this. We'll go over this. I want y'all to see this shit. And I'm not laughing because, listen, I say this to all you guys, and I'm not joking on this one. We're not manipulating them at all. This is no manipulation, no deception. This is when they realize or when their emotions realize that they actually got a real one, like at core. We're talking about core, okay? So, all right, I got them. I'm about to download them. And, oh, shit, I'm about to download them right now. We're about to, let me go ahead and download them, and I'm about to upload them. And we're going to read all, wait, I got two of them. Fuck, what did I do wrong? One, two, God damn it. Hold on, fuck. Oh, I did it wrong. Hold on a second. Let me add this. I accidentally deleted one. Hold on a second. Almost there, guys. Give me 1 second. Give me 1 second. Almost there. This is just, guys, we do stuff unscripted here, so y'all just got to bear with me because I want, it's going to be worth the wait, gentlemen, because I want, because you got to, in order for you to see it, you got to see what it's like, okay? You got to see what it's like. I see a question there. I'll answer your question in 1 second. Let me go ahead and just make sure I download it, and I will answer your question in 1 second. All right, so now I can download all three of them. Let me make it transparent so y'all can see me while I'm talking about it. All right, it's downloading. So while it's downloading, let me go ahead and read this question here. So, Steve, is there an emotional edge that leads her to her core and a sexual edge, or is there a sexual core? Okay. There are several cores because there are several hers that are attached to the – remember, she – okay. Remember I told you guys, all right, she thinks that she is what is outside of her. But she doesn't know that she has different selves herself, just like you guys do. But once I show her that she is more than what she actually is, then the pussy's already mine. It's already over. It's a done data, gentlemen. It's a wrap. It's a wrap. All right, guys, I'm about to download it right now. Then I'm going to upload it, and then we're going to read these things. because I want y'all to see what it's like. I'm extracting it right now. Okay, extracted. All right, guys, let me, now I'm going to upload it. I got to find a spot where I can upload it. I hope I can do it here. Let me see if I can upload it here. All right, 1, 2, 3. We're going to upload this and look at this shit. All right, so it's good. 1, 2, 3, it's loaded up. Okay, we're good. Okay. So, guys, all right, so that's to answer your question. Now, for those that's watching, just listen to us. So now what I'm saying to you guys is, through my student Tyler, is that this is how it is when you reach her at her core, or her emotions take over. See, let me just say this real quick before I show this. When she is feeling you, it's just going to be her. You say something, she say something, you say something, she says something. But when you hit her deeper than the feeling, she's going to say something and say something and say something and say something, because she realizes the faucet is open and she's allowed to just let her hair down instead of, because remember, on the surface, what is she doing on the surface? She's got to play by rules. You know, don't double text. And, you know, if he texts you, you got to wait 15 minutes so you don't look desperate, right? You know, all that stuff. That's through the feeling, right? But, gentlemen, through the emotion that overrides the feeling, she's got so much shit to say that she's going to keep on saying what the fuck she says, regardless if it's one, double, triple, or quadruple texting, because you're fascinating. It's the drawing. So let me go ahead and show you this. Okay, here we go. Here we go, guys. Let's look at the first one. Let's go to the first one. So let's look at the first one. So here's the first one right here. All right. So I don't know if she's scribbling all that shit on the side. I don't know what she's scribbling, but let me take this down. I don't know what she's scribbling, but let's look at what she's saying. She says, okay. She said, wow, you really got my attention today. All right, with your mention of, I don't know who the fuck, or whatever, Tantra, I guess that is. Very interesting, okay? Good thing to be curious about once we're past being strangers, okay? That's just one, okay? But look at the emojis. Women are not sending average guys this shit, but let's keep going. Let's keep going to the second one. Now, remember, we only stopped at strangers, okay? So we stopped at strangers. So let's start up at strangers, okay? What is... Oh, wait! I didn't even read this. It's the first time I'm seeing it, but what did I tell you? What is planted... Fuck Mickey. Don't look at my Mickey. But what is planted? Seed planted. Okay? What a great day to be at the river. Now, what do you think? Do you think that is water? You think that is water in a heart? Do you actually think that is water in the heart? Come on, man. You think that's water in the heart? No. But let's continue. I would consider myself a sensual woman, all right, with the right. Now, listen. Is he asking her any fucking question, or is she divulging information because she is on a different level than the average guy that's begging? I want y'all to see this shit. Then I'm just reading bit by bit. This is the first time I'm even reading it. I didn't even look at it. I'm just going bit by bit, breaking it down. What is she saying now? I will be open to exploring new things with. I don't think y'all understand how bad we are over here. I don't. Do you see everything that I just told you? Right here. Do y'all see this? What? When you hit down here, what does she feel free to do? She's not going to talk this way to the average guy, because the average guy is going after the feeling. This is invite. This is emotion. The emotion is overriding the feeling. See, okay, before I continue, real quick. Why do you think good girls are good to you but would be nasty to men like us? Because we're pushing them beyond what they have an idea of. They're seeing new things. They're feeling different things. And they love what the fuck they're feeling because every motherfucker they met before you and every motherfucker doing you and every motherfucker after you are not going to hit them this way. Let's go to the last one. The last one. Here we go. Now, wait a second. Let's get back to what she's saying. She said strangers, okay, about strangers, right? All right, about strangers. Let's keep going. Wait, I'm sorry, not strangers. Her thing was, okay, and I'm not meaning to get ahead, okay? I'm not meaning to get ahead, okay? Let's get to the top. Remember, that's the same thing. We're not skipping. Oh, I'm sorry. Remember, see that? And I'm not meaning to get ahead, all right? Same thing. Of myself, but felt it was worth mentioning. You guys are always asking for shit. Yes, send me the profile. Please, Tyler, send me the profile. Please send me that bullshit. Yes, Tyler. What I'm saying is, you guys are always trying to force information out of a feeling, but an emotion gives information. We don't have to ask for shit. They will give it to us because how we are making them feel. But let me keep going down. Tyler, darling. You know what I mean? I'm just saying that's key there because women will say to you guys, hi, hello, what's up, how you doing, or whatever. They ain't going to call you darling or sexy or anything like that. Hey, handsome. Jesus, went from darling to handsome. Hope the river was refreshing. Okay? Want to know how you paddleboard? Listen. Is she not asking him about him? Where you guys are always asking her about her and you're trying to pull teeth to get her to fucking talk to you and yet she ain't really talking to you because you're doing it at the feeling and not the fucking emotion. But let me keep going, okay? I wonder how your paddleboard experience was going today. Good for you, still going alone. Okay, all right. She said, "Did you fill up do you fill up to a short phone visit? Oh shit! If not now, in a little bit. How many women do you know? I want to talk to you. I don't want to text you. I want to talk to you because I want to hear your voice because your voice is quite soothing. Soothing." Farah, if you want to call in, gentlemen, give him the email address. Farah, I will give you send me your number and I will bring you on. Yeah. Give him the email address, tag him. You want to call in, I'll send me your number. Just, there you go. There you go, Farah. The man mindset at gmail.com, Farah. Just send me your number and I will call you. The lines are down. So I will call you. Send me your number. I will call you. They just gave you the information. So if you actually want to talk, send me your number and I will call you. So I'm waiting for you to call me. If not, keep it pushing. But if you actually want to call in because lines are down, you send me your number to the man mindset and I will call you. I'll call you. But let me continue. Wait while we wait for his call. Anyway, let's keep going. I've enjoyed speaking with you. Okay, now wait, listen to what she's asking and how you think about things. Remember, the average motherfucker ain't thinking but something but pussy. But this is why I'm trying to show you the intriguing is not going after the motherfucking pussy, okay? And then, I didn't even read the last part, Tyler. Let me know. I got you. I'm going to call you big guy. But I didn't even read the last part. And what is the last part? It's an excuse that, come on, man. This is why y'all don't hear this shit, because motherfuckers ain't breaking down shit the way I'm breaking it down to you. Come on, man. Now, Tyler's going to send me the, while we're waiting on Farrah to call in, Let me grab, because Tyler's sending me her profile. Tyler, send me the profile. Make sure you take her name out of the profile and stuff, Tyler. Send me the profile or send it to the text message. Send a profile through the text message. Scratch her name out, blur her face out or whatever. We just want to see the fuck her profile because I want you guys to see the lie. Tyler, send me the profile. Send the profile. Waiting on Tyler for the profile. Waiting on Feller to call. Feller, send me the thing. Once I get it out, I will call you. Lines are down, so the lines are down. So let me see here. Oh, let's see what we got here. Hold on a second. Tyler, today. Yeah, Tyler, I got that. So Tyler, send me that joint, okay? Oh, shit. Tyler, we got a voicemail? Damn, I don't even have this shit set up to play a voicemail, but I'll figure out a way to play the voicemail. Hold on a second, Tyler. Hold on, Tyler. I'll figure out a way to play the voicemail. Give me a second, brother. I'll figure out a way to play the voicemail and shit because I don't have it. Hold on a second. Let me see here. Kyle, let me play the. I think I can play the voicemail here. Oh, yeah, I got to. Wait, give me a second, guys. Where did it send it to? Hold on, I'm sending that shit. All right, Kyle, I got to send the voicemail to myself to play it over here. Wait, unless shit. All right, I'm gonna send that voicemail. Hold on a second, guys. We're gonna listen to the voicemail. Tyler, send me the thing. Waiting for Fair to call in. Hold on, guys. Let me show y'all this motherfucking game and shit. All right, so Tyler, I've got to forward that to school. All right, I'm forwarding that to myself, which I'll get in a second. I just got it. All right, Tyler, let me refresh this shit. Golden Goddess, good evening. How are you? Golden Goddess, how are you, Golden Goddess? How you doing, Golden Goddess? All right, so I got the Tyler. We're about to play. I got the Tyler audio. We'll play. Let me see here. Tyler, I think he sent me the. Tyler sent me the profile. Jesus Christ. Hold on, Tyler. God damn it. Damn, Tyler. It's a lot. All right. Hold on, Tyler. Oh, man. Oh, y'all got to see this profile. Hold on. Todd, I got to play the audio. Shout out to Golden Goddess. How are you, girl? As we do for all the ladies out there, Golden Goddess, we want to say thank you for coming in. If you're a lady, one thing we do for the ladies so you don't get harassed by anybody, Golden Goddess, is that hopefully you are a woman and not a dude, but one thing we do for the ladies is that we give you a wrench so you don't be harassed by anybody, and you're free to roam as you wish. So I would just do that for you. Hopefully you're a woman. Okay, so let's get to Tyler. Okay, now wait. Tyler, we're going to get to the – all right, Tyler, we'll get to the profiles in a second. Let me play the voicemail. Here we go.
Hey, Daddy. I'm so glad I got your voicemail. I've been thinking about you. No, I haven't. I haven't been thinking about your cock all day. I haven't been thinking about how sweet your lips were on my pussy and how nicely you sucked on my clit. I'm not thinking about the way your hands moved across my body and the things that you did inside that made me squirt my juices all over the bed and you and me. I'm not thinking about that stuff at all. I hope you're sleeping so deeply and soundly. And I sent all my sexy dreams to you. And I hope you get to wake up with those thoughts in your mind. Sweet dreams, baby.
You know what's funny? Y'all guys actually think I'll be wait, let me take off this thing. Y'all guys actually think when I tell you what game actually is and why we're such assholes is because I know we're going to make the woman feel something different than the average guy. And this is a woman that feels, I'm gonna show you the profile. I'm just going to grab the profile, and we're going to look at this profile. This is the profile for you average guys. Remember, women make profiles for average guys, and women make profiles, okay? Women make profiles for guys that you abide by their bullshit-ass rules. All right, let's look at her profile. So this is what she's saying. I don't know if it's in the right order. Trying to get the right order. So the right order is, okay, her interest, dancing, gardening, exploring new cities, being open-minded. The next one she says, the quickest way to a heart. See that book? See this bullshit? Making, building, fix, learn things, boat, life store, explore, crypto. Enjoy little things so we can listen to the bullshit. Guys, this is the same woman that's giving it up. Love the kids, excitement, hygiene, the must, dental hygiene, sensitive, blah, blah, blah. All this language, blah, 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 blah. All this shit don't fucking mean anything, man. This is why I keep telling you, when you hit her emotions, it is a game changer, gentlemen. It is a game changer. Let me see if Pharaoh... Say he was going to give me, all right, Pharaoh, I'm about to call you, Pharaoh. Give me a second, brother. I'm about to call you, Pharaoh. Give me 1 second, my brother. Pharaoh, I'm about to call you. Give me 1 second, bro. Pharaoh, I'm about to call you right now, sir. All right, I'm calling Pharaoh because he said he wanted to call in. I don't know what he wants, but we will call him right now because he requested it. So we will call him now. Mr. Pharaoh, we're calling right now, sir. I don't even know if he's going to answer his phone. Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Okay, how can I help you, sir? What's up?
Hey, what's going on? I just wanted to comment on what you had going on and stuff like that, and just give a little bit of perspective, you know, to how I approach it, and maybe some
No, I'm not here to hear how you approach it. We don't care about how you approach it, but what is your question, though? What's your question?
Okay. My question was, how do you get somebody? How do you know somebody really feeling you?
This is where you're going wrong, big guy. You're looking for them to feel you, and if you were listening to what I was showing earlier today, that's why I don't go for the feeling, because the feeling is outside of her. I don't want her fucking feeling. I don't want her to like me. I don't want her to be attracted to me. I don't even want her to fucking be in love with me, because that's outside of her. I